Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get the doggone thing set right now. But let me get this thing started out right quick like that. So with that being said, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for allowing us to see another day. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, and we hope that you will embrace all of us in this racing world and all of us in this world today. We hope that you embrace us to make some sound and some good decisions. And with that being said, Lord, thank you for blessing all of us out there today for our health and well-being. Amen. All right. With that being said, got the prayers on out the way. I got a couple of doggone announcements to get out the way. And then we're going to get on into the show, though. But hold on a minute, y'all. Y'all just bear with me for just a second there, baby. Here we go. Here we go. I was just teasing that we ain't got Ernie today, but Big Ernie, go ahead and they thought that we ain't got to answer any tech tip, but we got Big Ernie for a minute there. Big Ernie, what you got going on, big man?
Hey, this is Ernie with Ask Ernie Tech Tips with CompuCar Nitro Systems. Kind of missed y'all last night, but if y'all haven't seen the news, we had one hell of an ice storm down here. At one point in the Augusta area, there was 84% of all the housing in the Augusta area, which is nearly 400,000, was without power, lights, heat for about a week. I got mine on 6 days after the storm happened. So we missed you last night. We're going to catch you next week. And listen, guys, I got Keith Osborne with Hoosier Tires coming on. Y'all wanted somebody on here to ask questions about tires, drag slicks? Got him coming. So pay attention to me next week, next Monday night, on the Ask Ernie Tech Show. I can say, who's your tires? It ought to be a good one. Save up your questions, and like I said, let's pick his brain while we got him. Dog, appreciate you having me on, and if y'all need me, give me a call.
Ernie, I still want you to tell us where we can get that good company called Nitrous Oxide Systems and some whatever you got going on there. I still want you to give me your advertisement, Big Ernie. I need you to tell me that, brother.
All righty. This is CompuCar Nitro Systems. If you got any problems, need some help with your tune-up, give me a call, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. Probably the easiest phone number to remember out there. You got nitrous, you got nitrous problem, 1-800-NITROUS. A nice, easy thing to do. And we've got our bottle trade-in that's going out the end of this month. If you hadn't seen it, you can trade in your old bottle, $100. You get a brand-new bottle, brand-new high-volume valve with the big siphon tube. You know, you can upgrade your equipment now. without spending a lot of money. Dog, that's what I got. I'll be on the side listening if I get my damn computer working. Looks like the damn storm may have got it, too.
Okay. Appreciate it, Big Ernie. Thank you, bro.
All right, big guy. Just leave me on. I'll just hit one and just be on the side.
Okay. All right. No problem, Ernie. All right. That was a man, Big Ernie Wren there. Let me see. I gotta go to the private room for 1 minute. Y'all bear with me for just a second. Just a second. All right, I'm back. Okay, I'm back out here. I thought I was back out here. Okay, I'm back out here. Well, good grief. Y'all know that it's been a rough week. Well, the week started I reckon Sunday. It's been a rough half a week. Put it that way. And we had a show the other day. We had a show yesterday, and a question was asked. I thought it was asked in jest, but it wasn't in jest. And they wanted to know, what is the difference between a class racer and a grudge racer? They want to know what's the difference between a class racer and a grudge racer. Now, I'm getting all these calls now. People want to get on. People want me to doggone. And they really done miscombobulated me here because people that said they was going to be on is not on. The people that want to get on, well, I tried to call them and they ain't answering the phone. So with that being said, I might have a little quick short show tonight and get this on out the way because you already know the show is going to fill up. So it's no excuse for you not already being here and being in place. That's no excuse. I'm not going to take that for no excuse. But anyway, I was listening to a couple of shows the other night. Hold on a minute. Let me see what William Brown wanted. He might have some good stuff here. I don't know. William Brown might pull me out of the hole. William Brown, what's on your mind, William Brown? Keep the computer going a little slow, though. As soon as William Brown might go. William Brown, what you got going on, man? Hello?
No, I ain't hit the one button. I'm sorry if it did.
Okay, ain't no problem, William. All right, no problem. I'll get you right here. I just saw you come up. No problem. That was William Brown. He got nervous also. Anyway, as I was saying, I don't want to get too controversial. I don't want to get too mean, but somebody asked me, what's the difference between a class racer and a grudge racer? Well, I was listening to a couple of the shows. Oh, shucks. That's what I was waiting on. Hit the one button then. That's what I'm saying. Y'all need to hit the one button. Hit the one button. And we can talk about this here. Hit the one button. Hit the one button. Yeah, I was pulling the doggone to do some stuff. I told y'all, it got me messed up because I was getting all these phone calls and everything. But as y'all know, we're back to racing for a minute. We got some upcoming events there. And don't y'all forget the doggone pre-Mardi Gras thing down in doggone Meridian, Mississippi. That's Big Clog and Gadget, big race coming up. I was hoping they could come on here. Hold on a minute. I think I might got it. My fault. They got me messed up there. Got me out of my rhythm. When I get out of my rhythm, I forget stuff. I definitely, this is a man I ain't heard from in doggone it ages. Big Claude, you out there, buddy? You out there, Big Claude?
What's up with a dog? What's happening, man?
Man, they got me so messed up. I'm frustrated now, man. I can't even get my stuff together because I'm frustrated, man. I had my stuff. See, that's why I don't never like the doggone organizing that, because if I organize it, it don't never come through the way I want it to. I supposed to have two doggone special guests on here to talk about something, and neither one of them on here. And they use that old lame excuse. My call dropped. Oh, I didn't get in time. That's a bunch of bull. But anyway, Big Clark, don't worry about it, man. Pull me out the hole, man. It's a pleasure hearing your voice. Pull me out the hole, man. Talk to me.
Hey, dog, you know how it is, man. Everything don't never happen like we planned it, but we do it, you know. So I'm going to keep it moving, man, and everything will be all right. But, yeah, I want to invite everybody down to the second annual Mardi Gras explosion. It's going to be in Collinsville, Mississippi, that's 7 miles from Meridian. And man, we got all the heavy hitters, Tony Wright, Tony Byrne. We understand Tony Byrne had an accident, you know. Found out he's all right. So, but we got all the...
Man, Tony Byrne cranked up a car today, man.
Man, look, hey man, keep it down, dog. I believe you like a cat. He got 9 lives.
You got more than that, you got more than that. You got more than that. Hey, Big Clark, I hear you, but you sound a little fake there. I hope you ain't on that doggone speaker for headphone. Now get on a good phone so we can hear you good, man. I want to hear that good country voice of yours. You're coming in a little low on me, brother.
Well, I tell you what I need to do, dog. I'm out here. I just had a customer walk up to me. Give me 5 minutes, dog. I'm coming right back on. Leave a mic. I'm going on mute.
All right. Okay. All right, boy, I'm getting all these texts. Everybody texting me say they call drop. Now, that's a very coincidence that everybody's call drop today all of a sudden. No, you call in drop. what y'all need is I got to get over here. But let me go ahead and turn the phone. This might be who I want to talk to. Let me, so I can't introduce him yet because I don't know that's him. 910-5440. Who's this?
Dog, this Tony, man.
Which Tony? I know a whole bunch of Tonys.
All right. This Tony out of Fayetteville, known as Tony Touch.
Okay. But, out of Fayetteville, you got some good stuff to say. You hit the one button. What's up, brother?
All right. I want to ask you a question. I mean, I just want your opinion, right? Say,
yes, sir. That's
example,
what we here for. You might get me doggone it back in my groove because I done got out of my groove because I did something I don't usually do. I put my trust in other people that they pulled me out this hole, and I wasn't prepared for them not to be here because they're pretty reliable. But, Tony, go ahead and pull me out this hole, brother. What's the question you want to answer?
All right. Let's say if I was a class racer, right?
Yes, sir.
And
I
would go to an event where y'all
yep.
is grudge racing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's say you're a grudge racer. And I would come to you and say, well, dog, look here. Hey, man, I'm a class racer. I bet you $5,000. No, better yet, I bet you $500. I want to race you. Now, my question is, would you be wrong by racing me? That's what we're going to discuss tonight.
And if I had the person on that was supposed to be on,
right.
boy, we'd make a hell of a lot of sense about it. I don't know how to introduce it because, I lost my train of thought.
Right.
If you ask me personally now, I might be the wrong person to ask because I don't give a damn who he is. If you're within my budget and I think I can race you, yes.
Right.
I would race you. Yes.
Okay.
So,
I mean,
Tony, why did you ask me that question? You asked me that question for what reason?
Because, I mean, I was sitting back and I was listening to the other shows, and a lot of guys was, you know, that the thing that's going on now, you know, with the grudge racers, let the class racers race with them, you know, because class racers, they want to flash their times, right?
Yes, sir.
Or they can pretty much say, well, black the board out. But now, if we both go down that track, and if I'm sticking beside that grudge racer, and I already know what my car can run, then I can pretty much kind of estimate, you know, about what you's running. You know what I mean? If you beat me.
Or
if I beat you, you know, trying to figure out your time.
All right, well, Tony, I'll tell you what I need you to do, Tony. I like the way you're talking and you're coming in loud and clear. I went back and listened to my show last night, and I tried to be nice by leaving everybody mic open. But I heard the show, and it had too much noise in there for me. It gave me a headache. So what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to leave your mic open because I might use you for my test dummy tonight because I like the way you're talking, and I might be able to bounce my questions off you if I don't get my regular people that I was trying to get in. So I'm going to leave your mic open. So I might need your help tonight. Is that okay with you?
Okay, I got you, dog.
All right, I'm going to leave your mic open now, but whenever you ain't doing nothing, if I ain't talking to you, just put it on mute so you ain't got no noise now. You're perfect now. I'm going to leave your mic open because I need somebody to sign off of. So just stay right there where you're at.
Just go ahead and mute because I just came right here in the room to ask that. But
no,
I got the TV on
yourself.
Right here in the front room.
Tony, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to leave you open. Just mute yourself. When you're at a quiet area, then just unmute your own self.
I got you. All right.
Okay, brother. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Big Danny, my main man. Big Danny, what's up, baby? You come out to try to help me out. Big Danny, what's up?
I want to speak to the Mississippi Nightmare. You know, we ain't heard from him in a while. I just wanted to say hello to him.
He'll be back in about 5 minutes. Just hang around. He'll be back. Okay. Yeah. Danny, I'm going to leave your mic on because I know you know how to act, too. But I know you'll be trying to speak over there on them other shows, but right now ain't nothing going on. But I suppose they had a guest come on. I suppose they had a guest come on, and y'all can you can come in already if you want to. He came up, like I said, we was asking what's the difference between a class racer and a goods racer. So he came up with a suggestion, and it was my boys at Corner. I know they said they want a doggone jump on Mikey and Nephew and Stone Cold them. They said they ready. He said he wiped the car off today, but it just ain't cool enough. It just ain't warm enough for him to get out there on the track. But he came up with a suggestion was let the class racers run each other. If you got a shootout, let the class racers run each other. Let the grudge racers run each other. And then the winner of each class run each other. Now, what that would do, since everybody said, well, I don't want to run next to a class racer because they'll get my time. Well, in this scenario, you would only have to run one time against a class racer, per se. So that would cut out on some of the, maybe the people talking about they getting my time. So if anybody out there want to come in on that, I'll hit the one button and come in on that scenario because that is a That is a workable solution, maybe.
But
773-3490, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? What's happening with you there, brother?
Get into it, brother. What's up, man?
I was just laying here listening. I missed your show last night. I said you had a good one, but I couldn't get in. I missed that. But to kind of comment on what you're saying here, I kind of like what you just said, really. Let them race each other. Because I truly have a problem with telling a class racer they can't race at a track when the track is open for race cars to come in and race. I have a problem.
Excellent point.
I think myself, for me, myself personally, if you don't want your time shown by a class racer, just don't race him. You know,
well, you can say that, but a lot of variables played into that, too. Hold that thought, because I see somebody that I just mentioned. Maybe they might want to get on there. Let me. Oh, no, he just hit the one button. No. Okay, nephew, stop hitting the one button. If you just hit the one button and stay there, I'm coming to you. They don't realize hitting the one button, putting yourself in and out, don't make me come to you quick. I see you. Just got to wait till I get to you, babe. Just hold that thought, 773. What's up, nephew? Nephew, what's up? Tell me you got Tyke Man on the phone.
My fault, dog. I ain't mean to go in and out, but I just got to. That sounds like a good idea, but I got one question for you.
Talk to me.
Where would Big Low, which side Big Low would run on?
Hey, boy, I'm glad you said that. See, that's why I need my other guests in there. My other guests would be in here, we was going to do all this here. And, okay, it was Tyke Man. I need a Tyke Man, man. Tyke Man said, doggone it. Yeah, talk to me.
A class raiser like Big Low, he really wouldn't care. He'd show his time anyway.
I'm saying. They said that class racers are grudge racers anyway. They said Big Low. They said Chris Tootin. They said Mr. Firespeed. They said Mike Hill. Y'all name some more.
Hey,
damn near everybody doggone it out there class race one time or another.
The grudge race of the year.
What about Chris Klein with the old Jacks? Come on, y'all, we name them. Everybody out there, doggone this clan race. Stevie
what
Jackson.
What about Edmund Hall? What about Mr.
Edmund Hall?
Bang, bang, bang.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. And my point on that is they all class race. So what's the difference between a class racer and a grudge racer? What is the damn difference? Now, some people told me, said, a doggone it, class racer can do grudge racing, but a grudge racer can't do class racing. Because they said that they could not go rounds. So y'all want to speak on that right quick, anybody?
No, I know
you're going to come on when I said that, though. Go ahead, William Brown. You're going to wake up in.
I disagree.
Look at Ronnie Gardner. Not as your young man. Every damn
dog
is associated with class racing. Go ahead,
the class, the way you choose to run your car. Ain't no difference in the attitude of the dude. Or whoever own the car, whoever drive the car. If the man choose to run bracket racing with his car because he want to run his car every weekend instead of testing and tuning, he want to go out there and try his shot at making some money every weekend.
Hold on a minute. 334-0159, hit that one button, come back in. I saw you. I was coming to you. TJ, come on back in here. Go ahead on with you.
Yeah, if that man wanted to go out and run a quick eight or run a bracket race or run a 10-5 class or whatever on the weekends when ain't no grudge racing going on to try to make some money, that's what he do. Now, when there's some grudge racing coming around, he want to take his car to the track and grudge race with it. Ain't no scoreboard on it. Don't nobody know what he did last week at his local bracket meet. Don't nobody know how fast he ran.
Okay, I want all y'all to hold that thought, because even if they did, I'm going to bring up something else that y'all got to shut. So go ahead. Y'all keep talking. Talk about it. All y'all mics open and you're not got to, you don't have to know us today. 347-3068. Go ahead.
Hey, dog.
347-3068. You wanted something to say?
Yeah, dog. This is Money Mike. I'm saying it ain't so much the class races. We talk about the class cars. Because you can have a class racer also drive grudge cars.
Okay, well, then don't you think all them people that's class racers know about what time them class cars go, just like everybody else do? In the same way, tell me right now, Money Mike, tell me right now, if you've been in this game long enough, and I don't know you personally, know how long you've been in this game, that you can't lean on the fence and damn near tell within a tenth where every god doggone car there go.
Yeah,
tell me you can't do it.
Somebody
speak on that.
No, you're right about that, dog, but actually seeing the time that was posting and guessing or real coming close is still a difference, dog. I mean, I like them all.
He had the same track where he posted that time at. Okay, just so I'm going to give you a perfect example. Everybody's scared of doggone South Georgia Motor Park down there in Valdosta with the radio ties. All them big-time guys, 17 of them down there. Ain't now one of them down there bust a grape. 17 of them down there didn't run the times that they usually run. So on any given day, on any given time, hey, who's to say you're going to run them times?
Anybody can be beat. That's what you're saying. At any day, anybody can be beat.
No, I'm just trying to say, just hey, let me ask you a question. Even in those events, how many times, just for instance, just like we know Chris Tootin went out there and won a 340s or 330s. I mean, 430s or, anyway, he won a good time. How many times back-to-back have you seen him do that? At any event or whatever? How many times have you seen him do it? He was down there Saturday. He was down there Sunday, and he was just getting his combination together. What I'm trying to mean is if I got a car and my car fast enough to get in the shootout, evidently, or I think I can win, well, then if I go, I don't care if my car go 520s. You know what you got to do? You got to put that goddamn 430 or that 440 on my ass because I'm going to try to do that 520 on yours.
Well,
I'm telling somebody, y'all talk to me. I got to make a call. I saw one of my partners come up. And I don't know whether
hey,
I just fell off of them, but I finally got my screamer where I can call somebody. Let me see if I can call
him back. Hey, dog, I think it's just an excuse for him not to run because the more cars you got at the track, the more people you got to run.
Oh,
just
TJ.
Like,
hold
like
on.
With,
hey, TJ. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, this
TJ.
Is
Dre.
Yes, sir.
It's TJ Pruitt.
That's right.
Hey, I saw you on my screen and I saw you fell off. Did you fall off because you got nervous or did your phone get disconnected? TJ might not want to talk. I wasn't going to put him on the spot. I just want to know
that
you want to get on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's TJ.
Yeah, TJ, did you want to get on or did you just fall off?
Yeah, no, I was trying to talk, but something was going on with my phone, I guess.
Well, then, I didn't know your mic up. I didn't know your mic up. If you was talking, you was talking to yourself. But, y'all hold on. I had to call him back because I don't want to tell him who he is if you don't want to tell. But if you want to say something, go ahead, TJ.
All right, this is dragcoverage.com. You can just call me dragcoverage.com. I'm the one that asked the question, what does it take to be a grudge racer? But, you know, I've been doing some thinking. You know, you guys say class racer. First of all, who came up with the thought class racer? You know, I bracket race. I got a dragster. But a good class racer, what y'all call a class racer, can make a good grudge racer because he knows the situation, he can drive. But a class car does not make a good grudge car because everybody knows his time. So I think a class racer like Mike Hill, Evan Hall, they're all good grudge racers. But their class cars are not good grudge cars. And to be honest with you, you know, Mike Hill, y'all talked about the clocks yesterday. I bracket race. I can run Tony Bynes right now. We leave the same time, and I can close the strike within 10,000 or less. When I say 10,000 of a strike, I can tell you what Tony Bynes runs by looking at the margin of victory. So,
okay, now
I
that's
the
what
question.
I'm saying. In a grudge race, is what they normally do is tear the tickets in half and cut that margin of victory off. You won't have that margin of victory on your ticket. So then what you going to do about that ticket?
They're going to have to. Well, I can look over and tell you what the margin of victory is.
In other words, you say your train, I can just about tell you within a tenth what he went.
When I go down the racetrack, when I'm bracket racing, I'm closing in the margin of victory. And most of the time, before looking at the slip, I can get usually pretty close. You know, I'm not
going to
be exact.
Well, that's why maybe
they
say they don't want to run a class racer because you're going to know their time then, and you don't mind coming back telling me what you ran because you don't care about your time being out. That's why they say they don't like the class racers against the grudge racers.
Right. I think for it to be successful, like somebody said, you're just going to have to keep them separated. Because grudge racing and class racing is not the same. A grudge racer, I can want to be a grudge racer all day long, and it's not something I can do overnight. You know what I mean?
Mikey, you got a lot of noise. I just opened your mic up. Come on, Mike. You know better than that, Mike.
I know, dog. I had to say something. I had to say something before it gets you far. And the reason is, TJ actually speaking on bracket racing though, and knowing his bracket, when you speak on a bracket racer though, you talking about some guys that let go the button. I mean, they let go the button off the top of the tree, and they're waiting on a pro tree to let go the train brake and have the same type of life we have. he know his competition ain't got no worse than a 20 bubba. Every time he goes to the race, he know his competition ain't got no worse than a 20 on the street. You know,
okay,
so that,
well,
and also,
TJ, when you say that, TJ, you ain't helping the cause about getting the class race and the girls race together. You ain't helping the cause. You basically saying, hey, they don't need to run together.
Well, that's why I wanted to stipulate on what type of tree he was talking about. That's what he
okay,
but
hold it. Everybody hold that thought. And right now, y'all doing good. I done left all the mics on again today because we ain't got that noise. But hold on. Truck driver, what you want to say, truck driver?
Hey, dog. Hey, I feel like you feel. If that class racer can beat me at the same token, you know, everybody's saying that they ain't running each other, why not let the class racer come in? That's more cars coming in the field.
I'm glad you said that. I need you to hold tight, and TJ, I need y'all to hold tight, because that's going to come up a little while later. I got something else to add on to that. Hold on, let me get this next caller here. Let me get this last caller. 312-0684. You got something you want to say?
Yeah, no, Mr. Stunner, what's going on?
Number one stunner?
Yes, sir.
You must have called me from your Fed phone, man. That's a 312 number. Go ahead, DJ. What you got to talk about? Go ahead, DJ.
All right. I mean, one of the best ideas I think you could have came up with is just separating them all together, letting them run by themselves, and let the grudge racers. If you want them both to be at the same place at the same time, let them run each other, let the grudge racers run each other. You cannot merge the two for this reason, I feel. One is, the biggest thing we got is our time and our secrecy. Class racers do not respect that aspect of the game. Class racers that's the loose, you know, what do they care about telling time? They don't care about it.
It's not all class racers, though.
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm just speaking on class racers in general, the majority.
Let me ask you a question, DJ Grant. Now you might not been around long enough to notice him, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. Do you think you can look at a car and tell within a tenth about how fast he went?
No, you're missing the concept. That's
no,
all,
I ain't asking
always
the concept. Don't worry about the concept.
Okay,
just ask me that question.
I can, but that's all in the guessing game. That's all a guess.
Okay. When you run aside of class harder than post of the time, do you know he went that damn time again? Say, for instance, a man posted a 440, and you ran up there, and you think he's going to run 440 every time?
I can honestly say I know when a class car go to these big class events, they're not going to run the same time they come to a regular home track. They're not going to do it. I know
so
that.
What are you saying then?
But the fire,
hey, DJ, so if you do it the way you do it, where would you put Big Low at?
There you go.
Big Low is Big Low. You got to understand, everybody going to do whatever the fuck that feels best for
them. No. What he's trying to say is, let me tell you what's going on. I'm glad you came on the show because, I be listening to y'all show, and what I'm saying is, I think that y'all have a closed audience. You don't have a big enough audience. Y'all only get on there with three or four people, and you close your audience. But let me put this out on the table.
Okay,
hey, DJ, hold up, DJ. On this here show, you got to let somebody else talk, too.
Go ahead.
Then I'm going to let you talk. Then I got to put this out here. So y'all need to put a foundation out first. This is what's happening. If you're a slow class racer, don't nobody give a damn about you coming over here racing. See, they let Big Low come over here. Now, they were scared of Troy Perez. They let him came over here, and he didn't do as good as they thought he was going to do, so they let him come over there. They didn't say nothing about Troy Perez, and he a bad boy. So my point I'm trying to make, DJ, if you're a slow dog on it, a class racer, they don't mind you coming over here grudging. Now go ahead, DJ, it's your time.
What you're saying, that's just like my opinion, that's your opinion. And it's just a closing line. Y'all named about 7-8 people that y'all said that done post time. Mike Hill, Mr. 5-Speed. But Mike Hill and Mr. 5-Speed got big tires. They going to post their times anyway because they ain't got nobody to goddamn race. Ain't that many people out there racing that class.
What we was trying to say is you said class races and grudge races don't mix. We got a whole mixture of them already. Damn near 80% of the doggone grudge races is mixed with class races already.
What we do is what they do. Now, I don't have a problem with a class racer at all. I don't care. I like the shootouts and all that. But what I'm saying is, when you mix them, you just
hold on. Now, I'm glad you're on because you just told a lie. You don't like according to what y'all was talking about last night. Y'all trying to outlaw the shootouts. So don't come on. Don't, you're kind of lying on yourself now. Last night on Jay Bourne's show, I heard you and them both said Grudge Gate is doggone promoting Grudge Racing.
Me. You said that
so you can't say you like the shootout if your shows is going to be Grudge Racing.
You're telling a lie. I never said that I don't like shootouts. I never said that. You can't never
you was
say
not
you
on the show last
that.
Night when they said Grudge Gate is not promoting shootouts.
You can't say that DJ Grant. Stunner said that.
Dog, can I ask
Grudge
DJ Inc, Grant?
Grudge Inc. and Stunner, you can ask me whatever you want. Come on.
Look, let me ask you a question. You made it a statement. This is William Bryan. You made a statement that we do what we do and y'all do what y'all do. You think I built a car just to class race with, or you think I built a car to go racing wherever the money is?
Let me tell you something. It's up to that promoter to allow whatever he wants to allow and whatever he's doing, because he's the man that's running that show. I don't have a problem with whatever a promoter has to do, because that's his show. He's running his business how he wants to run his business. Regardless if I like it or if somebody else don't like it, we all trying to figure out a way to coexist. Now,
That's why I asked you that question. You're a promoter too, right? When you have a shootout, and I fit the description
for
your shootout, you're saying I won't be able to run your shootout if I post my time, even though I fit the criteria to get in your shootout?
If I do something like this, what I do is I get everybody together. If the Grudge Racers don't want that class racer in, guess what? That class racer out of there.
Is that fair for the doggone class racer that didn't come with your show,
listen,
and you tell him when he get there that he can't race?
I'm a Grudge Racer, and I'm catering to the Grudge Racers. I asked you, unless you told him,
if that man done travel 4 or 5 hours to come to your event, is it fair for you to tell him he can't race once he get there and he met the criteria of your race?
I'm speaking on how I feel. I think it's fair in my book because this is a Grudge shootout. Just like when
anybody
I
else on this phone believe?
And,
anybody else believe?
Hold on.
Somebody else speak up. Anybody else believe what he's
saying? I want to ask you one thing.
I don't believe he would pull Mike Collins out. If Mike Collins showed up at your shootout, DJ Grant, you going to tell him
Mike Collins ran in my shootout. But, dog, what did I do? Hold on. What did I make everybody do at my race? Dog ran the show. Everybody put some skin. Everybody had to pay $100 at least to get into my show.
All right, I want everybody to know, I got all y'all up there. If you want to talk, don't just keep hitting the one button because you take yourself out of your place and put it back. I'm going to get to you when I get to you, though.
He asked me before he got in the shoot. I said, listen, I don't have a problem with it, but the majority is going to rule. If the Grudge Racers don't want you in there, brother, I'm sorry, you can't be in. He told me, I totally understand. If they allow it, fine. I'm with the majority.
Okay, once he get there and he's looking at all them folks, he ain't got no other choice, DJ. But my point is, unless you tell a joke, unless you already put that out in advance, ain't nowhere in the hell you supposed to let no man come to your event, and then he get there and you tell him he can't race in that event if he meets the criteria to get in there.
Let me tell you this, though. I don't do it as much as Mike Hill or any of the other people. I do probably one show a year. I'm not a promoter like that. I just do maybe one.
Don't make no difference. That one show a year might make or break you. People need to know what's going on before they get there. Because my point is, if I got to come there and hope the people let me get in, I might not want to come, though. I might not want to travel 4 or 5 hours to hope somebody let me get in the damn shootout.
Yeah.
Let me give you this scenario. Now, what if you had a shootout? You offer the shootout, and you advertise the shootout. You might have 7 Grudge Racers. You might have 3 Grudge Racers that come for the shootout because we already know a lot of them don't want to. And you got 10 class cars that want to pay their money and get in the shootout. Okay, so if you say if two or three Grudge Racers say no, we don't want to run with them, would you rather that eight class racers leave and
I'll
take their money out of the pot?
I will let them 8 run against each other because they class racers. I'll leave them alone, let them do their own thing, and do something for my little 3 Grudge Racers. That's what I would
do. But ain't Grudge Racing all about the money?
What you mean Grudge Racing all about the money? Them boys in the shootout, they ain't putting up no – if they get in my shootout, they're putting up the money.
That's what
that's
I'm saying. If they put up their money, regardless, class races put up their money too. If they put up their money, you got seven class races that are gonna put up $200 or $100 a piece. Then you got these two. You got these two grudge races that say, okay, they're gonna put up their $200, but they don't want no class races. Which one you gonna make it worthwhile?
I'm gonna do something for both. I'm gonna let those class races, because they the majority. I'm gonna let them do what they want to do.
Let me get a couple
of
these
calls.
DJ Grant, you stay on here because they finna roast your ass. I believe just stay on here though. Just hold tight. Though.
Yeah, I'm sure you threw that in there so you gave them that.
Hold on, DJ. Let me get the calls in there first. Just hold tight. We gonna talk. We gonna let you talk, baby.
The truth.
DJ Grant, hold up, baby. Please. 334-7453. Go ahead.
What's going on, dog? This boat, man. How y'all doing?
Yeah, talk quick, because you know when DJ Grant gets started, we can't stop
it. You hit the nail on the head, man. You hit the nail on the head. Tell them about the red by class cars when they fast. How many people said something about class cars when Jake Gucci was running? Do you think anybody would care about a time, a class, or anything else? Look at the class cars Gucci beat. All right? Okay.
All right. Hold that thought. Put your phone on mute, bro. Just hold that thought. I'm going to get out. Okay. I got to get all the callers before we get the discussion going, just in case they want to say something. Leak and Leon, go ahead. Make it quick, baby.
Hey, racist, how y'all doing? Hey, dog, I'm going to say this because I'm a proven believer that when me and Three Love ran side by side beside him, when me and Three Love made a shakedown pass, I ran Three Love, but I knew how fast Three Love car was because I knew how far I could be in front of him when we ran out the back door. I knew how fast this car ran. I wasn't right on the money, but I was almost dead on the, I was dead very close.
All right, mute your phone out. I got your background on. Mute your phone up. 540-6759. Go ahead, quick.
I feel like, shit, let them all race, man. If I throw a show and somebody come, everybody going to race. Ain't nothing about no mixing and all this and that. That's the most segregated old redneck shit right there.
All right, good point.
Yeah, the same redneck on
your mic over
there.
Just
mute
your phone. I'm
going to
get everybody this before we get back to discussing. 813-0041. Go ahead, quick.
Hey,
Grant, hold up. DJ Grant, till I get all my people on there first before you talk, please, sir. 813-0041, go ahead.
Hey, Dad, it's Mr. Tip down in Tampa, Florida. How you doing?
All right, go ahead, Tip.
Everybody know I am a class racer. I run the 650 class, and I run it. They call me Mr. 650. But, you know, I can set you up. I can go on my first qualifying pass. I'll put up a 630 on you because you're leaning on the fence, and I'll go and run 650 all day long and then come one day Sunday. You know, you say, well, you jump on Tip, and you get a whole another whipping. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mr. Tip, y'all hold that thought. I got one more call, and then I'm going to let my 773-3490. You coming back in there? What's up?
Yeah, it's a lot, dog. But I'm going to say this real quick. I think the biggest difference in grudge racing and class racing is the money. Class racing, they run around robbing to win some money, and we putting up a bunch of money out of our pocket. Because the bottom line is, if that man class racing and he run against someone for $100 or $100,000, that's a great, it becomes a grudge race then. It's no longer a class race then.
Okay, all right, appreciate it. Everybody mute your phone out for a minute. Hey, TJ, you still with us, TJ? TJ, you still with us?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, I just want to make sure. All right, y'all go in. William Brown, you and DJ Grant, go ahead.
All right, well, I'm gonna go back saying it. Like I said before, anybody can do whatever they want to do, but us trying to mix it and match it, it ain't gonna happen overnight for one, and for two, you know, this is our world, that's their world.
Okay, who'd you mean? Our world and their world. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the type of races we do. You shut the fuck up. Whoever the hell
you're talking
about. Yeah, good. Well, jump
DJ,
under
don't
rock.
Argue with nobody. Just make your point,
DJ,
man. Go ahead. Okay. Now DJ Grant, let me ask you a question. Back in the old days. Y'all just listen up. I got to put the foundation out there, then y'all can argue. Back in the old days, and I'm talking basically to DJ Grant, since we got somebody to jump on the bat off of. Back in the old days, we used to come to the damn track, and we got 30, 40 damn grudge races going on. Nowadays, you can come to the damn track. You might not see but one Gruis race. So what the hell am I going to do as a fan if I sit up there and pay $20 to come to a race and I'm sitting up there in the damn stands and ain't no goddamn body racing? What am I do? What am I do?
You're going to hope that there is a shootout at the race.
Oh, so you're trying to say if it's a shootout?
You're the one that said I didn't like shootout. I never said I didn't like shootout. I didn't say that. But we're not talking.
Okay.
We're talking about shootout, and we're talking about grudge racing. Yeah. Y'all, shootout and grudge racing. I mean, you're mixing shootout with that's like kind of a class type race. What you do?
Okay.
With
well, if a shootout is a class racing, then what's wrong with class racing?
Hold on. I don't care too much about the shootouts as far as what they are made up of, because a shootout is people look at them like it's a class race. People don't judge like two people running inside of a shootout. They don't really look at it as being a grudge race, unless it's two cars that happen to team up within that damn shootout that can make that shootout good. And I do agree. Whereas sometimes you'll get two cars in a shootout that you would normally not get a chance to see race side by side. That's the advantages of a shootout. But you can't compare a grudge race inside of a shootout to a actual just straight up grudge race.
Well, let me ask you a question,
DJ.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you agree with that, though?
How many class races have you run up beside you? Have you run up beside any class races?
I don't think I've run up beside any class race.
Huh?
Hey, dog.
Go ahead. Yeah, dog.
Hey, everybody hit the one button. Mike ears open.
Okay, dog.
Yeah.
I might call me Boxer Rock number 2 or 3, 4, 5 or 6, but you're still missing what DJ Grant's saying. He's saying
I ain't missing what
he's.
What am I missing?
Oh, maybe you're not. Well, I'm gonna just say what I'm saying. His whole thing is secretive time. We know all cars might never run a good number that they ran before, but in the grudge game, somebody's going to charge you for that number anyway. That's
okay.
The whole point. And grudge
okay,
racing,
you say I missed the point. I didn't miss the point because the point is mute, because I don't know no class racer. I don't know no class racer that posted a time that doggone it, that done bagged it up 2 or 3 times. Not one. Name me one that done did it. Name me a class racer that done posted a fast time and bagged it up.
Hold on, one at a time.
Just tell me that.
That's why I retracted my comment. Maybe you missed the point, but they're going to charge you for that number anyway, though.
Listen to me. Let me tell you something, Money Mike. Let me tell you something. Let me get the real deal out. A motherfucker going to charge you whatever the fuck he want to charge you for. Like I told you, if a motherfucker think he can beat you, I don't give a fuck if you just ran aside joined folks. If a bitch think he can beat you, he going to beat you. What's stopping grudge racing right now is bitches don't want to admit they don't have the fucking money to grudge race. You see a
and
grudge
I agree
race
with
now.
That.
Let me fucking finish, please.
Okay.
Let me finish. I'm going to put the foundation. That's what's stopping grudge racing. Ain't no goddamn class racing stopping grudge racing. What's stopping grudge racing? Bitches don't have the fucking money, and they sit around there and still want to act like they're a fucking big shot. Because if a bitch think he can beat you, I don't give a fuck if you just went out there and went 4 flat. If I think I can whoop your ass, that 4 flat, you got to put the fuck on me. Somebody just sent me bad news. Yeah. Bad 9 ain't did shit. Bad 9 ain't never been in a grudge race. He ain't ever been in a damn shootout. Been over here. Bad 9
was
340 something, 320 something, whatever.
Hold on.
He do it every blue moon. He do it every fucking blue moon.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell you nothing but the truth. That ain't nothing but the truth right now, man. We turn around and folks sitting over there in Phoenix City and turn around and Richie Cooper's throw ass throw me out the damn water. I come in sucking in the damn race and Richie Cooper ain't never hit a fool nothing and come and throw my ass in a grudge race out the water. But I didn't have no money to grudge race. I'm not spending money when I ain't got money to grudge race. And you hit the nail on the head. Everybody can't afford to do this shit right now, man. So the shootout is what's saving grudge racing if you ask me.
Tell them again, dog. Tell them again.
I want to make sure DJ Grant on it, because if he's still in there alone, they're going to roll. DJ Grant, you still in?
I'm here, but I'm finna walk into an auction, man. I'm already late.
Okay, okay. I want to say one more thing.
Hold on.
Okay. I know. I'm finna let you go after this question. I just want to let you know. Back when the Gangsta Boo, original Gangsta Boo was running, when he went on there and slapped Chad Henderson and the other boy in the mouth, when he slapped them in the mouth, let me finish in that damn shootout. That meant goddamn back then. Yeah, okay, let me fucking finish sometime, man. God damn.
Shut the fuck up, EJ.
Thank you. Let me finish sometime. Back then when he slapped him in the fucking mouth, that showed you right there that the cars are capable of running with these motherfuckers. Once he slapped the fuck out of them, hold up. Have we heard from them motherfuckers any more since he slapped the shit out of them?
But after he slapped the fuck out of them, how many more races did the fucking Gangsta Boo get? Yeah,
because
exactly.
Wasn't nobody out there running with him.
And they did. And truth be told, they didn't want to do that race really in the first place. They really didn't want to do it. Did you say that?
You told me goddamn lie. They came down there to do it. How the fuck you mean they didn't want to do it?
You know
they came down there to the fucking do it. It was Extreme 29 and shootout.
Right,
fuck you mean they didn't want to do it, DJ?
Get one of the owners on the phone and ask them if they really want to do it. I know.
Who twisted the fucking arm to get in there? Who twisted their arm?
Hey, though.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen Stevie Jackson, Brian McGee, Chris Tune, and all them guys go to Valley off the light scoreboards over these super fast times, and Tony Vine call them out the next Thursday night at Carolina Drag?
That's what I'm trying to tell them. That's what I'm telling them, Mike. Hey.
Okay, that's Tony Bynes. That's fine. That's Tony Bynes. But you can probably name 6-7 people.
Yo,
but
you
6-7 people. Hold on. You might talk about 20 people. But 20 people don't make up the whole goddamn grudge community.
Hey, but if you putting yourself in the class with a 28-inch tie, ain't you putting yourself in the class?
I'm a grudge racer.
DJ, you can't even call it a grudge race because you said you ain't going to run nobody. Listen, it fit like you on 28.
Ain't that class racing?
Hold on. True 28 said that.
That's class racing to me.
In 2014, I'm going to be on 28 double and a 275.
You ain't going to make up
that. I'm going to be on.
But they ain't you considered yourself as being in a class? You just betting money, calling it grudge racing.
Oh my god.
But you won't run nobody with bigger than 28 times.
That's a lie. Okay. The truth is the truth. I said what I said. It's my fucking opinion. If you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. Well, who am I? I'm one person. What I say don't mean shit. If the drug world says different, guess what? I'm going to roll with it. Whatever the majority says, I'm going to roll with it.
You say you were promoted, you have a race. Now, I got over 40 mics over right now, and they trying to tell you something. Now, you're going to be depending on them 40 some people coming to your gate to goddamn help your peace out, DJ.
Okay, hold on. He said about 40 people on, but 3 people said something. Let the other 40 say something.
See, I got the mic on. See, that's what's happening. See, that's what I try to tell you. Now, I ain't trying to dog y'all, but I'm trying to say, see, on y'all show, what y'all do is only get 3 or 4 people that's going to agree to what y'all said, and then y'all just don't let nobody else in. Y'all don't own nobody else's mic. I stayed on y'all show, doesn't matter. I would have had with the one button pushed, and nobody even on my mic.
How can we coexist? Is that what you're trying to ask? Or what's the difference between grudge races and class races?
What's the difference? Go ahead and tell us right quick because you said you had to go. Go on, tell us what the difference is.
They don't give a damn about times, and we do. We go in our pocket, pull out some, put some skin in the game, and most of the time, 9 times out of 10, they don't. Now, they can grudge, but it takes 2 people to grudge. Anybody can grudge.
Y'all let it finish.
but to be a grudge, anybody can race, but anybody to be a grudge race, sir, it's two different things.
Let me throw this at the DJ, and I normally agree with you on most things, but let me throw this at you. If I run 650 and you run 655, 670, and you beat me,
first
and I beat you with your weight of
race.
Hold on. I'm just hypothetically speaking now. Can't we kind of judge what the next car ran? If I know what I ran and you just beat me, so I can kind of
throw
you a time out right there also.
It's for me and you, Ray. It's for me and you, Ray. Which one of us is flashing our time?
No, neither one's going to flash our time. I'm simply saying.
Okay, that ain't got no problem.
Hold on for a second. I'm simply saying, if I run a 650 and you run a 655 and you win, or I win, whichever one wins,
okay.
Don't that kind of like give me a gauge on what you ran or give you a gauge on what I run?
No, hold on. Let me ask you. Y'all, I'm getting too much background on. You have no idea how fast it was.
I don't know.
I'm asking you a question. Do you have any idea how fast it was?
I might.
You do or you don't? I mean, I'm asking you. It's your opinion. Do you have any idea how fast it is?
You asking me, but I'm being a true grudge racer by.
You ain't being no true goddamn grudge racer. If you ran against two class racers, that people know where they're going. I thought you said if you run inside a class racer, people are gonna know. They're gonna know what you're going.
Hey, dog.
I just told you. Hold on, sir. I'm gonna walk in this office. It's gonna be way too loud. I'm getting off the phone. Like I said.
Hey,
You can ask these owners of these cars, or you ask the owner of the gangster booth. Now, if they admit that they not, or I could be called a liar tonight. But if you ask them, they really did not want to do that, but they did it for, I guess, a promotion.
Okay, I know you got a text and said they didn't want to do it. I got the same text. They said okay, yeah. Okay, so somebody twist their arm and made them get in. Anyway, Mike, you got a question, DJ?
No.
DJ, I got one question. I want to ask you. Hey, DJ, if you know what your car run, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go over there and you call 901. You call 901 bad.
Okay, go ahead.
You call 901 bad boys out. You know what your car run. Mm-hmm. You go there and call 901 bad boys out. I mean, ain't that the same thing? I mean, if you know what your car run, evidently you got a good idea what they run. Too, right?
Let me tell you this. I ran 901, and my car was running like shit that day. I just tried some. That's a good thing to do. Hold on. I seen earlier that day they was kind of knocking the tires off, and I wasn't doing shit either. So I said, shit, two motherfuckers ain't doing shit. Yeah, let's see who get down the track to Ben. I red lighted.
Man, you made a hell of a pass.
That's a lie.
You made a hell of a pass.
If you think that's what I'm saying. If you thought that was a hell of a pass, that wasn't shit. That was nothing.
It really wasn't nothing.
But what I'm saying,
I do the shut up radio for the people that know. But I
talk
on
Mandrea,
right,
we can hardly hear you.
Okay, hold on.
Mandrea.
Can you hear me now? Will it out?
Mandrea, like them goddamn woods, goddammit. Mandrea, we can't hear you. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, Mandrea.
Now, what I was going to say, I really don't see no difference in the class races and the grudge races. I think the whole problem is people trying to control grudge racing when you can't. because grudge racing, there's no rules to grudge race. I mean, there's no tie side to a grudge race, no this to a grudge race. When you go to the track, you find your man locked on it. I just don't understand, you know, what the difference is. If you're going to have a race and what everybody, seems like what everybody's trying to do now, it seems like you're trying to call, get the promoters up and not have class races in at this race or that race, but can't nobody call and tell me how to run my race.
I got you. All right, hold that thought. Your mic will still be open. Just hold that thought. 478-8870. I know he ain't going to hold his tongue. Go ahead.
Hey, DJ, I got a question. I think DJ gone.
He didn't want to take that heat.
Okay, he's saying that shootouts do help racing. How can we acknowledge that, though? You know, how can we bring that up to the forefront?
All right, y'all, hold on. We're going to let y'all. Yeah, we got some promoters on the phone. We're going to let you answer. Hold on, let me get the last two callers, and then we can discuss everything y'all want. 770-0559. Make it quick.
Dog, this is Zabo. How you doing, sir?
Who is this again?
It's Keith Zabo.
Oh, shit. God damn it, Keith. You the one started all this shit. Go ahead, Keith. What's up, baby? You started all this
shit. You know,
hold up. Before you say something, Keith, let me get a little card in there. Little card, what you want before Keith Zabo talk? What's up?
I just wanted to jump in with what DJ. You hear me?
Yeah, but he gone, so you can't batting. You know he.
No. I'm not talking to him. I just wanted to say something that he said that nobody really acknowledged. How can we have the class racers that come in and want a grudge race and want to be in the grudge community? How can we have them respect the grudge community's rules, such as secrecy?
Right. Well, you got one of the main ones that they. That they always talk about when we talk about it. Keith Zabo, go ahead. What you got to say, Keith Zabo?
First thing, Doug, pleasure to be on the show. I'd just like to say I have been running the grudge stuff for the last couple of years, and I have yet to run someone who hasn't come over after I've won or lost to ask what I ran or what they ran, whether it was Tony Bynes, Brian McGee, you name it. Everybody knows what everybody runs, so that's just a big you can guess within 500 how fast these cars are.
Hey, Doug.
I think the shootouts have been
great.
Yeah, hold on, let him
finish, though. What he's saying is right. That's what I keep trying to tell everybody. Everybody gets scared to admit the real deal, though. Go ahead, Keith. Finish it on out. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead, Keith.
I think what Mike Hill's done and some of the other promoters, they've done a great job with the shootouts. It's a different alternative. I've class raced for years. I don't want to drive 800 miles no more. Those days are over. I can stay right here in my backyard. I'm from Michigan. I can stay right here in my backyard, race these guys 3 or 4 hours away. I have a good time with them. You're home the next day. They pay good money. There's a good crowd. I don't see the problem. I don't understand what the problem is.
Okay, Keith Zabo, since you're on the phone, we're gonna beat you to death today. I want y'all
to be
on Keith Zabo for all y'all that don't know. Keith Zabo. Anyway, Keith Zabo, my point is, when you come to these shootouts, do you just come in the shootouts and beat the shit out of everybody?
I want to win. Don't get me wrong, but you know, last year I put up my own money, $1,000 against Tony Wright, just to prove that I wanted the grudge race, too. And he whipped me. Plain and simple. He whipped me. So, I mean, I'll put up the money. It's not about taking all the money because unless you're racing at these super tracks like South Georgia or Holly Springs or something like that, it's a pretty fair show. No one's got a clear advantage that I've seen.
Okay, now, say that one more time slow, Keith Zabo. Say that last part one more time slow.
I said, unless you're at one of these super tracks, South Georgia or Holly Springs or something like that with super prep, these cars are pretty darn close.
Anybody out there want a better question off Keith Zabo? You got his thing open. Everybody might be home. I just hope everybody, if you ain't talking, just keep your phone on mute.
Dog, I've got
all right, go ahead. Hold up, Mike.
Hey,
you know, Mike, you have to go last. You have to let the other people go first. Who got a question for Keith Zabo?
I got a question for Keith.
Go ahead.
He said, this is TJ, track coach. He said he put up $1,000 to run somebody. Why would you do that when the guy knows your class race and know what you can run?
Well, I mean, I know what all those guys run within 500, so I figure it'd be a good race just to build the. I got sick of getting called the class car, so I mean, there it goes. I mean, this year I'm strictly racing grudge stuff. That's all we're racing this year.
All right, anybody besides Mike here got another question for Keith Zabo? Go ahead. If you got a question for Keith Zabo. Mike, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead and ask your question, Mike.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Keith, would you, I mean, they, you know, you have been one of the people that, you know, some of them kind of pointed out as they think Galantel, who might be going what. I mean, if you're going to come participate, if you're going to come participate in the shootout with grudge races, you'd be, I mean, would you be willing to, you know, kind of, I mean, respect the grudge races and not just, you know, we don't even want to talk about times. I mean, not talk about times, what you think somebody might have went. I mean, because it is good. It's good for, I mean, it's good for the crowd. It's good for the people that come in and pay their money. And we just going to ask all the class rates. I mean, I'm going to speak for my event. I ain't kicking nobody out. I mean, I'm going to just ask. I want to ask all the class rates, just respect them and don't talk about times, you know, at the event or what they think people may go.
You know, Mike, it's not something we've talked about every single pass, but I've never yet to – anytime I've beat somebody or something or I've lost to somebody – the racers, whether whoever it is. Well, Tony Wright didn't tell me exactly what he run, but most of them, 90% of them, are sitting right there wanting to know exactly what you ran, and that's guys who've been running this stuff for years. So, I mean, I know what grudge racing used to be. I never cared for it until the shootouts came along. I'll be the first to say it. There was no activity. It was too boring.
But it goes back to say you don't even have to talk. Everybody knows what Keith Sable runs, so if he outruns Tony Wright, if it's anywhere close, we know
I mean, exactly. Everybody knows it. Everybody runs it. I don't understand the point anymore. I mean, everybody, I can guess within 500s or pick up the phone and tell you how fast anybody who grudge races is.
Exactly.
And I think it's more of the small, small tire guys that are doing the most complaining about the class cars, because they figure if you go on a track, say like Darlington or something with a small tire, any and everybody can get down that track on a small tire.
Right.
So they're trying to classify themselves, really, instead of, but they don't want nobody in that's experiencing that class, that 28-inch class, that 29-inch class, to come in and beat them at what they think they're experiencing. It's just
fear. I agree 100%.
More than anything else, it's fear that they big and bad in their neighborhood, but when you go out and spread out and start venturing out, you notice that you ain't as big as bad as you thought you was.
Hey, let me say something else. Keith Szabo, do you believe now? Everybody out there know we got some extreme fast cars that be running these shootouts. Keith Szabo, how many shootouts did you win at Carolina? How many shootouts did you win?
Last year we won 3.
Okay, how many of those shootouts did you agree to split because you didn't know whether you was going to win or lose? How many of them did you agree to split with?
Every single one.
And why did you agree to split? Why did you agree to split?
It's a racer mentality. Most of the guys want to split. I mean, I can name any one of them. I have yet to find someone who doesn't want to split.
But my point I'm trying to make, if he's a class racer and he's supposed to be so much faster than everybody else, why would he come in there and agree to split if he was so fast? That's what I'm trying to make, people. Like I told y'all, y'all don't worry about it. Now, I ain't never heard nobody complain about Big Low. I ain't heard nobody ever complain about Big Low flashing his time. And he go down to damn Valdosta, and he throws up some hell of a goddamn times, too. But nobody ever said anything about him getting a shootout or even said anything about it. Why is that, people? I mean, everybody's mic was open that hit the one button. Everybody's mic was open. Anybody can speak.
Hey, dog, can you hear me, dog?
Yes, sir, I sure can.
This Whit, 901 Grudge Race.
See, go ahead on, Grudge Race of the Year, go ahead.
All this shit came up now. If Tony Bynes would have whooped that vet and they never wrecked, it wouldn't, none of this shit would have came up. None of this shit would have came up. When Tony Bynes whooped, goddamn it, Shane Stack and Henderson, everybody jumping up and down. Tony Bynes beat them. When Big Ball Factor whooped Perez, then nobody has shit to say about that shit.
Exactly. Hey,
you go, I run who run me. So if you class racing and you want to run me, I run you. Don't make a shit to me as long as you don't show your time when we run each other. But if you show your time in the time else, that's your business. Like Szabo said, that don't mean you're going to run it on me. Yeah, I don't give a damn about who you is and what you is. I run you. I run anybody who wants me. Grudge racing, you have to now, because it ain't a lot of action going on. So you can't pick and choose. If Szabo called me, Szabo done called me and said he in town. I said, well, I'm in town. And Szabo got them pretty fast, but I didn't give a damn. I was gonna run Szabo if he would have made it to Montgomery or wherever we said this at on Facebook or whatever. I wasn't running for no hell of a lot of money. I was gonna run for $2,500, $2,000, just to see if I
could. That's a lot of damn money.
I mean, it ain't no $5,000 or nothing like that. We were gonna nickel up on that. It's 20 of us. We could have put 100 apiece. See, they don't know how our pots be or how we do it. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So, Whit, do you think the reason they don't have much growers raising out, Joker just scared. They're really not scared, but Joker just ain't got the money to really grow his race like they used to. You think that's one of the problems?
No. Hell no, that ain't the problem.
You don't think that's one of the problems?
The show is the problem. The internet is the problem. Facebook is the problem. Grudge race is the problem. When you get your ass whooped, they post all this shit. They get on here and they drag at you and shoot at you, and a lot of guys can't take it. That's the problem.
Okay, so what happens when they win and they want to be and they want that same media to praise them? Then
right.
They can't have it
right,
both ways.
Right, they do. But they scared to lose because they scared to get, you know, ragged, talked about, messed with. You see what I'm saying? They ain't got the heart. They really want a grudge race, but they don't want to lose and have you fuck with them, have people say something about them, and all that.
Hey,
you're
gonna be down in House of Hook on March the 8th.
Yep, that's going to be our first race. And if I could say one more thing, Dog, before I let you go, you know, grudge racing is a whole different deal than class racing. I've done them both, and it's definitely a different feel when you're betting with your own money.
Okay. All right, Keith, we appreciate you coming on, man. Appreciate the insight, man.
No problem, man. Take care.
All right, TJ, y'all on. Big Clock, did you make it back, Big Clock? I hear a lot of background noise out there with somebody. Somebody got a lot of background noise out there. Yeah. Hold a minute. I can't leave the mic, man. I just can't do it. I tried to do it yesterday.
Hey, Willie,
y'all need to do it now. I got a lot of background noise.
Hey, Willie, dog.
Yeah.
I just want to say it right here. The bigger the purse get at these shootouts, the more the grudge cars are going to get in. Because the reason why I think the class cars getting in is because they're going other places that only paying out 5 and 10, and they got, you know, hell of a car for you. But then you can go down to Mike Race. He got a good car for you, too, but he's not going on 2 and 3 days. You can go to Mike. I have heard some class racers that go down to Duck Race that came to that was at Mike Race and said he'd rather come to Mike Race because he can come there instead of him spending $2,000 to go to that race. He can come to Mike Race and win damn near the same much money the same day.
All right, now let's flip the script. Okay, now we don't want the class races in with the grudge races. Then so we do the shootouts. Now, if from a fan standpoint, does a fan just want to see grudge racing, or do they want to see shootouts, or what the fans want to see? Because when you come to a grudge event, you might come in there at 11 o'clock in the daytime. And you might not see but one grudge race by 1 o'clock that day.
I agree, though. The fan want to see two cars going down the track. They want to see two cars going down the track all day. You know, that's all they want to see. They want to see all the solo pass. A grudge race 9 times out of 10 is a cookout. That's what it's going to be. You sit down and wait all day for a grudge race. What is that car break? One of the guys break. What you going to do for your fan then?
That's right there is the perfect reason
of why you need them both. That's a perfect answer
exactly.
Why you need them both.
You got to have them. I told you, my man, the car from up there in North Atlanta, he said had an event to have all of them now, but had a class racer run the class race and the grudge racer run the grudge races, and whoever went out of each class, let them run each other. Now, that's a pretty good solution, and I think that's a good solution. Anybody got anything they want to say about that? I mean, I think that might work.
You got a lot of grudge racers that as soon as they lose, they reveal the time. Because of what we just said earlier.
Grudge racers don't tell no time. That's what I was going to get on later on. You're right. As soon as they, man, motherfucker,
hey,
this one of blah, and he still beat you. Damn sure right.
I've been holding it back all day, but I couldn't hold back any longer because I've been doing the same for 40 years.
I've been hoping somebody else would do stuff outside of that. Like I said, as many grudge racers tell their time just as much as class racers tell it.
They've been doing it for years, dog. This is nothing new they've been doing. This is something they've been doing for the longest. For as long as I've been racing, it's been done.
Hey, dog, they'll reveal their time, then turn around and go tell the guy,
Well, this guy, I went this, and I think you can beat that guy. They're going to get that guy and bet with that guy just to run the other guy they lost to.
The best way to do this thing is like someone suggested earlier. Let them race each other, you race the other. If you want to race a class race, if he got that type of pot that you want to bet, you get out. If you don't, you don't. That, I think that's just the best way to go. Because it's full of winning by what time
TJ.
Over the
TJ.
Yes, sir.
Now, you say you bracket race. You bracket race. You got a draft and you bracket race?
I went class racing, too, with a go-kart, but most of the time, bracket racing and class racing.
My point I'm trying to make, though, see, people, the fans, see, people don't realize, yeah, we come to race because we come to race. We got to have somewhere to race. But now, see, some people don't like to see bracket racing. But sometimes that bracket racing, like I said, that's the same thing we do for shootout. You need to have some. What are the fans seeing for that?
Well, I think the bracket racing and the shootouts are just fillers. I think grudge racing is like a pro mod show. And when I say that, you got your shootouts and you got your bracket racing for fillers so fans can see cars going on the racetrack. In my opinion, from a spectator standpoint, it gets exciting to watch a grudge race. You know, and I honestly kind of agree with DJ Grant keeping them separated. It's totally different. Grudge racing is totally different than index racing or class racing.
Man, we are set up in the stands and betted on class racing all day long. We set up in the stands and gambled on bracket racing all day long waiting on a grudge race. Bet 20 on
exactly.
this and bet 100 on that all day long. If you got no bracket racing, if you got no class racing, you're not going to have much of a show.
I agree.
It takes too long for a grudge race to get off. It takes the entire too long. Once you get one grudge race off, the first thing we do after a grudge race takes place is what? Go stand around and talk shit to each other all day, waiting on another race. So what's
I got a question there, Charlie. Are most of these grudge races locked in before?
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
If somebody's putting on a shootout, and this person paying $60,000. I'm just what I'm saying. $60,000. No interest fee. Who gonna complain about that? A grudge race or a class race? Who wouldn't get in there? You name me one grudge race, wouldn't get in there. Who wouldn't
Everybody.
Get in there?
Okay. And no one's gonna complain.
Who gonna give a damn about what time? $60,000 on the damn line, and hey, no interest fee. And you gonna mean to tell me you gonna worry about what Big Glow Red or whoever, Steve Jack? Are you gonna sit there and say hell no, I ain't gonna get in because this man runs so and so time? That's a lie. Every sucker gonna get in that shit. $60,000 shit. You probably have your mama in there.
It ain't got to be 60. It could be 5,000 they going to get in. For 5, they get in. They got to be there.
Hey, let me get back to TJ. So, TJ, how can we coexist, okay, and still keep them separate then, the class races and the girls races? How can you do it, TJ?
It's just like what we talked about earlier. I mean, you still got your shootouts, and you got your girls races. Now, I'm just speaking from my opinion. You still got your girls races locked in. I agree. Like, if a grudge racer wants to lock in with a class racer, let them. Keep them separated, but if they want to lock in, let them lock in. But
okay, let me tell you, I'm going to go back to the center because this is what I really believe now. Now, see, I'm going to tell you, we did the same thing for Mr. Five Speed. When Mr. Five Speed couldn't bust a grape sometime with his five speed until he got his shit with it, they let him got in the Pro Mod racing in the whatever they call them, you know, that four-car shootout, whatever they call it, the last man standing. They let him got in with a clutch, I mean, with his five speed. They let him got in because he wasn't posting no hell of a times. And he did run in all those 470 classes and all that, which ain't nothing. But anyway, he wasn't posting no fast time. Now, once he started getting it worked out and started going fast times, all of a sudden we heard a couple of people talking about, oh, he can't get in. He got a five speed. My point is that goes right back to the same way. Long as it's a class racer that ain't showing them 440s or 430s, they don't mind them getting in if they're a slower class racer. So what are we going to do about that? Because fast, you just can't say one can get in, but the other can't. Big Logan can get in, but Chris Tootin can't get in. What are we going to say about that? Damn, did I mute everybody's phone?
I'm still here, dog. I don't know what happened to everybody else.
I'm still here, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's scared to talk up.
No,
you made a good point. Need to discuss this now so we can try to work out some kind of solution for this, some of this shit. Don't everybody talk at the same time? Hello?
Dog?
If you separate the class, you're gonna have, then you're gonna end up trying to have two pots. And we're gonna stop
talking
about
right.
it.
Did I just say both still on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you finna say something? I mean, somebody help me out. Because like I said, he can class raise every day, as long as there's a time somebody think they can beat. When they can't beat it, that's when there's a problem.
Yeah, exactly right, dog. That's exactly the problem. If these guys if they showed all these 4:30 and 4:20 times, that's exactly why they don't want them in there. So it's that simple.
Hey, dog, I got a question. You said you were separated class, right? Suppose you got both classes at one track. Okay, what if you got four of the class cars at that event and you got 12 of the grudge cars? How you gonna get them to race?
I can read it. I was scared to bring it up. I want to know how you're going to separate. I was saying the same thing because it's always going to probably be more. It's going to be more than other cars than the class cars. I don't know. Mike, you got an idea how we might do it? Anybody out there? I'm open for suggestion too. I was scared to bring that question up.
No, I don't know how you do it, dog. Cause like you said, a perfect example, like you said, Ron Brown raced this weekend. You had 17 class races and only 6 grudge races showed up.
But if you were gonna do it like you had said earlier, dog, where class races would run and the one of that would run and one of the grudge races, it would just have to be a runoff if it got many more.
But
runoff,
what do you mean by let me explain it to him. What he's saying is if you got 10 or 12 grudge races, that means they got, and you ain't got but 2 or 3 class races, they ain't got to run for 1 or 2 rounds before they run the winner that, and them guys got to run more rounds. That's what he's saying. How can you make it even?
Well, you were going to come a problem with that, though, dog. If you got 10 or 12 grudge races, are those 10 or 12 grudge races going to race? A lot of them are not going to race nowhere when they show up at the track. So, you know, you coming back down out of 10 or 12, you basically going to have, what, 4 or 5 to get a race off?
No, like somebody said, if you put that money out there, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. When you be putting them $5,000 out there, them jokers going to try to get that money now.
Man, it's just
try to get that money.
It's just like if you got 4 grudge cars, how could you make a payout for them 4 grudge cars?
You got a point there? Or the payout got to be cut, then when it's being cut, then somebody's going to say, then when you put a minimum on there, then
right.
The people get mad. When you put a minimum on there, they get mad.
You're right. Just throw all the motherfuckers in there together.
Hey, Mike. hey, dog, I got a question for Mike. Mike, on your show, is you turning anybody away?
No, I can't turn nobody away. Hell no, I ain't sitting there.
Okay, my other question is these grudge racers fussing about you turning anybody away?
I ain't never had one to come up to me and say, don't let them run. I mean, you got to put yourself in both shoes. I mean, as a promoter, as a racer. So, me as a promoter, if I'm going to put up $10,000, I'm going to take a chance at, you know, $10,000-$20,000 investment. I need as many racers and fans I can get through the gate to make my race successful.
That's my point is you putting up this kind of money, ain't nobody fussing about it. They gonna take a stab at it.
Well, bottom line to me, man, everybody built their investment or their race car for a purpose. If you build it to grudge only. If you build it and you want to enjoy it in the shootout, come join the shootouts. I mean, can't nobody force nobody to do anything with their cars. And
y'all
just being forced to promote
on
around his race.
I just got a text in. Pro Stock Joe want to get on there. And y'all, we might get something rocking now. But 414-6614, yo, Mike Omar, I'm finna get Pro Stock Joe on the phone.
Let me say this. What's going on, dog?
Ain't nothing to it. What's up, babe?
This Stokes, man, from up in Chicago, the East Side Stranglers.
Go ahead, Strangler. I know who he is. Go ahead, babe.
Okay, it sounds like, you know, what it's going to really come down to is, like, somebody want to dictate the pace of it or how it's going to go. Like, we let them in. You know, there's always one dictator, man, in each crowd. It, you know?
All right, well, y'all hold on. I want everybody to mute your phone. I don't know who Joe want to box with, but y'all get ready because you know he can box. Pro Soccer Joe, you on here?
Yeah, what's up, doctor?
All right, go ahead on. Evidently, you got something on your chest you want to get off. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's a definite. That's a definite. Dog, I appreciate you for getting me on, and definitely want to acknowledge all the fellas on the phone right now. Too many of y'all to name, but I do acknowledge each and every one of you. That being said, this is a very interesting conversation, but I think that unintentionally a lot of what's being said is confusing and mixing apples and oranges together. One thing is one thing, the other thing is the other thing. Now, all of us on this phone, dog, you got a grudge show. I got a grudge show. I'm a grudge promoter, and that's what our whole world is about. It's about grudge racing. So that's our primary concern. Would you agree with that?
In principle, yes, in principle.
Okay. All right, in principle, that's fine. When I get wrong, you stop me. When I get wrong, you know, you stop me. So,
if that's
our primary concern is grudge racing, then we got to look at growing the sport of grudge racing. If there's not enough grudge racing going on for the fans, which is why we invented the shootout to begin with, there was not enough grudge racing going on, then so be it. We got to do a better job as promoters, be more creative, get more cars to be able to come out of the woodworks and go ahead and take a shot. I mean, if we're going to get if we're going to have cars come in that these sideline guys already know they don't have a shot in hell, you know, they don't have a shot in hell, so they don't even bother to begin with. Now, if you're racing an unknown time, an unknown entity, you might want to take a shot because, you know, you might fool yourself. What the hell? That's why grudge racing is predicated on everybody guessing what everybody else is doing. Now, guys are sitting on here saying a guy would tell his time. Yeah, a guy might tell you anything, but grudge racing is about stealth and trickery. A guy ain't got to tell you his right time because he tells you a time, whatever the case might be. The point of the matter is, and grudge racing is about hustling. So, yeah, if you beat me and I know what I went and I know what you had to go to beat me and I know you can beat this other guy over here, well, hell yeah, I'm going to get this other guy to try to get my money back. That's what grudge racing is supposed to be. Now, back to this class racing versus time racing. As I said, my original premise was we, as stewards of the game, have to make this game grow, right? I don't want to be long-winded, guys, but, again, this is very, very important because people are, they're mixing this stuff up. They're putting a whole bunch of stuff in one pot. They're making a gumbo when this really ain't gumbo. This really ain't – this is like three or four different issues that people are mixing all together and everybody ain't really seeing it clear. The first thing is, if we say ain't enough grudge racing going on, well, by putting a class car next to a grudge car, right, what did we do? We just potentially stopped a lot of races. Now, dog, I'm going to ask you this question because you're a smart damn man. You know how to get more races better than anybody I know, almost, right? If you see Pro Stock Joe go 490 because I'm a class racer, you see Tony Byers run next to me, right? And he runs right next to me, right? Now, you want to race Tony Byers. You just didn't race to him yet. You didn't race him yet, but you want to race Tony Byers. Now, you see Tony Byers go down the track right next to me. You had him figured for a 530 or 540. Now, did your plans to race Tony Byers change?
I got to answer that twofold because I listened to your show the other day, and I got to admit you had some dummies on there. They couldn't even understand what you was talking about till you had to explain it to them. So you had a bunch of dummies on your show, and I'm going to say it. If they get mad, they just get mad because they didn't understand. But now, Joe, asking me that question is a bad choice to ask me because me.
No, I
want to
ask you because I want you, the smartest guy on the damn, you the smartest guy on the radio right now because everybody listens to you. So you're the smartest guy on this show, all right, until I got on. But
you,
answer the question.
I let you have it. I let you have it. But I'm going to tell you, I don't give a damn what Tony Byers runs inside you or what. I don't care how close he runs inside you. If I already got in my mind did I want to run Tony? And I think about what Tony running, I'm going to still run Tony. Just because he ran close to you, you might not ran your time.
Right. Okay. You know what?
That could be a catch in that, because what if Tony not running you for 200 hours? Okay, what if he running you for nothing? Let's just say Tony dog legging it down there just because he's trying to get me to put the pot up. I'm trying to run Tony for 2,000. He wasn't running for a nickel.
What Joe was trying to say is, if I know for a fact that Joe can go 4.9 as long as he go down the track, and Tony, and I had played Tony Vines for a 5.40 or 5.50, but Tony Vine wasn't but a half a car length behind him, that means Tony Vine must be going some 5.0s now instead of that 5.40 or 50 I thought he was going. That's what Joe trying to get people to see. Is that what you're trying to get him to see,
Joe? Absolutely. And so what I'm saying is, see, listen, the one thing that we do as grudge racers, we study our man, right? We study our man. We trying to find out any way we can. We looking at what kind of doors on the car, what size the tires is, how heavy they is, what the height on the tires is, what to get. We trying to find out any information we can on our man to try to get a time on him. Ain't that what we do?
Okay, Joe, let me stop you. I'm gonna stop you because I want you to ask this question, because I was gonna get into that, but I'm glad you ran into it your damn self. I didn't have to even get into it. I heard y'all's show. I heard your show, and I heard Jay Barnes' show. And I heard both of y'all together. If you ask me, this is my opinion, I think both of y'all was on the same page, because y'all both said what y'all wanted to get done. And then y'all basically was both saying that the shootouts is running grudge racing. But my point is, how is shootouts running grudge racing when ain't no fucking body grudge racing?
Well, what I'm saying to you is that, number one, right, that a lot of guys, Tony Mines has said it himself, the biggest grudge racer of all time. I think he said he had 96 or something grudge racers last year. Nice situation.
All right,
but my point is, everybody know that Tony raced a lot. And my point
Tony
is,
Bynum,
he
don't
said,
use Tony for an example, because Tony said he don't mind running a class racer. He said he'll run inside him. And I heard you on your show the other day, he must have told you at first he didn't want to do it, and then he came back and said, oh, you must have changed your mind. Tony said he had no problem running a class racer. He didn't give a damn.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But here's the point, right? That if I can run a guy for free and take a shot at him and be able to try to gauge him, or if I can put one of my boys in the shootout to run him for free before I bet this $5,000, I'm gonna do that, because I am still doing what grudge racers do. I am getting research, right? And understand this: when you find out certain things about cars, it make you want to race them. When you see a guy shooting bad, right, you make you want to jump on him. You get him down in the somebody said the tar pit or some shit last night, some clever saying they say. But if you see this motherfucker making beeline passes, look like he's flying, your thinking got to change. And again, I said this last night. There's certain guys like the 901 Bad Boys, the top of the top guys, Tony Wright and Tony Mines and Live Action and Cold Killer. Those guys can race anybody in any class, so they don't give a shit. No, they're not going to care about that. But we're not talking about those guys, because those guys can't keep grudge racing alive by themselves. If all the racing that we had last year was just about those guys that we just named, all those top-level guys that can race any class car that goes just as fast as them, then we wouldn't have had a whole bunch of grudge racing. We had a whole bunch of other grudge racing besides that. That can't make grudge racing live. So those guys are not going to be scared.
I'm so glad you came on, because you make my job easy. Okay, Pro Stock Joe, tell me out of your mouth right now, what's the biggest grudge match you want to see right now? If you had to pick the biggest grudge match you want to see, who would it be, Pro Stock?
Oh, God. I don't know. There's so many of them right now, but I want to see that
Cold Killer
Tony Wright rematch.
The
Cold Killer Tony Wright
rematch. Boy, you're making my show easy right now. Tell me what's the biggest grudge match you want to see. I mean, just give me one.
Cold Killer Tony Wright rematch. I want to see that race both cars go through full power.
Stop right there. Two-part question. Okay, Pro Stock Joe and his grudge promoter. I'm saying grudge promoter, not promoter. Grudge promoter. Pro Stock Joe got the goddamn fans in his damn stands. The damn seats are overflowing, because they got the biggest grudge match in the world, the biggest grudge match this year, Cold Killer and Tony Wright. All right, here we is, goddammit. We overflowing in the stands, Joe. One of them car break and they can't race. What I got now?
What you got now? you got a sorry ass promoter because he only had one big race.
Well, now what I'm going to say is, y'all saying the shootouts is killing grudge racing, but the grudge racers can't stand
no,
on their own.
No, dog, that's not what dog. I think you're misquoting me. I never said that. What I said, grudge cars and class cars, time cars and grudge cars should be kept separate. The shootouts are great. Now, I love the time cars. I like to see Chris Tootin go down against another drag radio car.
Oh, Joe, I heard
Jason,
you.
Whoever.
I heard you.
No, you heard me say, and adult, and remember I said this too. I said, don't nobody get over here and say that I don't like class races. I said, don't nobody misquote me.
No, I ain't
I'm not saying,
say
I said
not,
that the two.
You said the shootouts
the two,
and the class
no,
races
no,
are
no,
watering
no,
down
I said,
race.
I said the shoot, well, I, no, I said if you put a time car next to a no time car, that can potentially kill grudge races. Because in the scenario I just gave you, right, except you, because you a crazy old motherfucker, you got hit in the head in a war or some shit like that. But besides you, the average motherfucker, who thought a guy was going 540 or 550, and that's why he's going to race him, because he can beat that time, right? That's why he's going to race him. That dude is in his ballpark. Then he sees this guy can go about 490 or 50. The plan's done changed, dog. The plan's changed, and you're right. I am going to tell my boy to stay away from you, too, because you don't go 550 like we thought he did. That motherfucker
okay,
can go
Joe,
490.
Joe, help me out again then. Help the fans out. Right now we on the fans. Okay, Joe, now that big race didn't go. Now, as a grudge promoter, what did you have to fill up to fill that hole because I didn't see that grudge match?
No, I got a class shootout, and I got a grudge shootout. No recognized time cars can get with the grudge cars. And I got to be a little more creative. I got to take this $3,000 and split it up so that'll make some more people get in, not just one winner take all. I got to make, you know, the way they structure it in class racing, you know, there's a payout of four or five to eight people sometimes. So we got to start doing that and with the grudge shootouts to make more people get involved. So the fans,
hey,
want to see two cars go down.
Joe, I'm glad I told you, boy, you make my show so good, because me and you can fight all night and be interesting. How many grudge matches did Matty Joe Young and them have last year?
Huh?
Hey, bro, stop.
Yeah.
Well, why ain't these shootouts recognized then?
You said what now?
Why the shootouts not recognized
at the end of the year at the banquet?
But the shootouts are not grudge racing. The shootouts are for the fans. Everybody said that. We all recognize the shootouts are for the fans. Are for the fans. But what we don't want to do is say what now?
As grudge racer, hell, we need them though, right?
No. The promoters need the shootouts. The fans, that the racers don't need shootouts. The racers don't need it. The promoters need shootouts. Yeah, I'm a promoter. I need shootouts. Yes,
yeah.
I need shootouts to satisfy
okay.
my fans that come to the gate. I want to show them some racing. So that's why I give them a shootout.
Yeah.
Now, again,
you
it's hard to get guys.
You don't
think
grudge racing for the fans?
Oh, yeah, grudge racing. But, again, grudge racing itself, you can't control grudge racing. You can't control the shootout, though.
Okay.
You can't make nobody grudge race, but you can make them shootout.
Isn't that what I said, though? That's the problem right now. People are trying to control grid racing. That's the
you
whole
said
problem.
You
trying to control grid racing.
Okay, what do you mean by – no. What I mean
no,
– okay,
just
now
– I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying.
What do you mean control grid racing? What do you mean by that, though? What do you mean by that?
You can't – there's no rule to grid racing. People are trying to put rules on it. There's no rule to it.
There are rules, but there are guidelines. There are guidelines. There are guidelines. And every
okay.
time every time two guys go race, there are a set of rules. We call those sticks. But there are rules to grudge racing. It's just that there are so many of them, and it's individualized. There's no standard rules. We can say that. There's no standard rules, but there are rules.
You just put it in a better term for you. It's still the same thing. That, to me, there's still no rules to grudge racing.
Can we say the same thing? Can we say the same thing? I don't want to argue about that.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
We're making a point. Even though we seem like we're jumping on Joe, we might get a solution out of some of this stuff. Joe, you had a big backhand race in Darlington. And you didn't have nobody but Michael Martin and J.C. Richards in there.
You said what now?
What kind of show was that? Now, what filler did you have for that?
I don't know what you said. Say what now?
You had a big back half race that was advertised, and only Michael Martin and J.C. Richards showed up, and they was on the same team.
Well, that's okay, Doug. I think you're mistaken about that. I never had a race where just Michael Martin and J.C. showed up. But again, here's the point, though. Here's the point. Again, this is not about me. It's not about my show. This is about class racing versus grudge racing and whether the shootouts are good for the game. I think that's the topic of today. So now, what I'm saying to you is that class racers and grudge racers should be kept separate because when you put the two together, it can kill potential races. That's all I'm saying. Now, at one event, you can have a time race. You can put the light the boards up, whether it be a bracket race or whether it be a drag radio race. You can put those times up, and those guys can race, and they can have their pot. And then you put the grudge guys out there, and they can have their pot. But I think we have to be a little bit more creative. Like I said, if there's not enough grudge races already, right, are we doing ourselves a disservice by giving a guy – exposing somebody's secret time by letting them run next to a class car?
Well, how do you keep
are
a car
doing
from a class?
Why didn't nobody ever complain about Gangsta Boo, the original Gangsta Boo running against Big Low? Why nobody never said anything about that many times they ran?
You know what, dog? HD came on last night. HD came on the show last night, and he said, you know what? I don't have no problem. See, I don't have no problem if somebody thinks I can go 430, right? Especially when I can go 390. I don't have no problem with somebody thinking I can go 430 or go faster than 430. But I have a problem with them knowing I can go 390 if I run next to a 390 car. That's the problem I have.
Right. Okay. Okay, Mike Hill went 390 down in Montgomery. Mike Hill went 390 down in Montgomery. Edmund Hall went out there and beat the shit out of him with a damn 415 or 430 pass.
Right, and you basically see now again. You see, you want to play politics? Let me show you some politics for real. At World Grudge Nationals,
I'm just showing you.
And I'm telling you, that real grudge racers won't get next to those cars when they start passing their time over and over again. You see what happened to Mighty Joe Young last year? No action. You see what happened Can I finish? Mighty Joe Young started flashing his time, didn't get no action. Edmund Hall, the only guys that he raced, right, are guys that also flashed their time. Carolina Kid, Mike Hill, and Mike Schiavino. Those are the guys he raced. So he didn't race any other grudge cars.
$20,000 and $30,000. That's why he didn't get no race. But then when he got dog on $20,000 and $30,000 a race, he bagged down.
Hey, Pro Stop.
Yeah.
If people were racing based on how fast people go or their times or whatever, Tony Bynes wouldn't have never ran live action. I wouldn't have never ran Cold Killer three times. And I wouldn't have never ran live action. So you run who you want to run. You know, if you feel like you want to run, you just run them. Sometimes you.
He just made the point. All the guys that you just named, are these.
Man, quit all that bitching, crying and shit. It's 902. Get your fuck ass in the lane. Fuck what they got. We running every motherfucker, man. Quit all that bitching, man. This 902. I took him. Hold on, we go with.
Hey, hold up, Brado. Let him talk. Go ahead, Joe.
And listen, I know you 902 better than anybody else. I'm the one that named you. Hey, Nardo, what's up, man?
He took my phone, man. He gone, nigga.
Who named Nardo? Who named Nardo 902?
Y'all get back on the real subject. We don't give a damn about who named Nardo.
Those races wouldn't have never happened if we felt like, you know, this car too fast and that. We just wanted to see if they could beat us. And they beat us.
But wait a minute. Hold on, wait. I got 2 points for you right here. I'm going to hit you real, real quick. Now, I'm going to tap you real quick. I ain't going to knock you out. I'm going to tap you, right? Here we go. Number one, not every one of those cars that you got, that every one of those cars would you take and run those other cars that you ran. You didn't run like candy cane. You wouldn't take that candy cane. I don't know. I'm just using for example. One or two of those cars, all those cars don't go the same speed. Don't go the same ET. So one of those cars you wouldn't have ran those races with. The other one you would. But you guys, like he said, you're the world champs. You're a grudge racer of the year. You guys are as fast as anybody in the game, so you got no reason to be scared of nobody.
Right.
Well, now, I just heard you the other night defend somebody, Joe. Everybody was scared of Cold Killer. But then when Tony Wright beat him, everybody started getting scared of Tony Wright. You the only one with good sense there. Well, damn, Cold Killer didn't make a good pass. Well, that's why Witt was running them. Every pass Witt ran, he never made his good pass against damn one of them either.
Exactly. And then Tony Wright said that. Tony Wright said Cold Killer just didn't get lucky. Everybody he come up against have a problem. Even that, because I thought that Donnier and Tony Bynes would have beat him if those two guys didn't have issues on the top end. Both of those two cars had that race won, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, as far as I can see, I wasn't there for either one of them. But from the video, what I looked like, Tony Bynes had that damn race won, because he had his ass almost cleared from 100 feet out. And the same thing with Donnier.
Well, now, Baldy came on your damn show, even though we can't understand him half the time, him and Johnny.
I couldn't either.
Baldy kind of tore your ass up on your show the other day, Joe.
Well, no, I mean, what Baldy was saying is, I don't understand, but HD was right in the same park as me. What Baldy was saying is, and he got a lot of friends, and again, as a promoter, all those guys support him, and so I'm not saying that's the reason for saying that, but I have yet to hear somebody tell me that we have to just disregard the most sacred thing in grudge racing. What makes grudge racing so fun is the unknown. Like Witt said, we figure we could beat this guy. We don't know for sure. Ain't nothing told us, but for unless somebody come out the tower and tell you somebody's time, or unless you run next to a known time car, that's the only true way that you can find.
Hold on, Joe.
That's the only true way.
I got to ask you before you make me forget my damn question, Joe. Joe, do you really think Witt, you or anybody else put their own goddamn money up and didn't have a damn figure out about how fast that Joker was he was finna run? You really think somebody put their money up and didn't think they know about how fast the Joker can go?
But, dog, that's just the point, though. You guesstimating. A lot of times, listen, let me tell you something. 50% of the time, 50% of the time, when you trying to figure out a guy's tie, 50% of the time your ass is wrong, because that's how many times, because every time two guys get up there, they both guesstimate, oh, yeah, I can beat this guy because that's how fast he go. Or I can beat this guy because that's how fast he go. And one of them motherfuckers is wrong. One of them is wrong. So 50% of the time, somebody don't think it wrong.
Nope.
Didn't
it? Y'all Pro Talk Joe shut the show down now. Y'all got to get on their
ass. Wait a minute, I'm just saying. When two guys go up to the starting line, both of them think they can win, unless they throw in a race. But I'm saying, both of them think they can win. So now when they get up there, one of them motherfuckers done won and the other one done lost. The motherfucker that lost, he guessed wrong. He thought he could win with this spot, or he thought he could win getting this spot.
Running Brown race had six damn fucking per se grudge races there, and 17 other guys. 17-6.
Okay.
And then, now, what you going to say about that? Now, how can you, as a promoter, trying to make some money, tell them 17 guys that they can't come, and with all the people they bring, and their family, and girlfriends, and boyfriends, and whatever? How many people you think that would have took out the damn, what you call it, if them guys...
Nobody ever said that the class cars couldn't race. Yeah, race the class cars, but race them together and race the grudge cars together.
But damn, Joe, if you ain't got but six of them, how can you split a purse $5,000?
Well, you don't split a purse from $5,000 with six cars. You don't do that, and the racers will understand. The racers will understand.
If you don't have no minimum, you're supposed to pay.
Either that, or you don't.
Hey, Joe, what do you do if a class car want to run a grudge car and they go to the line? What do? You going to stop the grudge racing from running?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But HD said last night, a lot of these things that some of these so-called grudge racers do today, Never been done before. Never been done. Never heard of this crazy stuff that they're doing. But again, that's your investment. Like Mike said, if that's what you want to do with your investment, then so be it. You go ahead. But I'm
okay,
just saying,
Joe, let me ask you.
I'm saying this.
I need to ask y'all.
Let me say this. Dog, let me get one thing out. It's one thing I want to say, right? Okay, here's what I'm saying, all right? I'm about the grudge cars, right? I'm about the grudge game, and I support the grudge game. The class game, I'm not in the class game. I'll watch those guys. I'll go to an ADRL or NHRA sometimes because I'm a drag race fan. But I'm a grudge guy, and I'm supporting grudge game. Now, grudge guys don't have no sponsorships in the grudge game. Their sponsorships are those shootouts that we do. Their sponsorships are those little travel money that we give them to come to a show and put on for us, right? So that's the sponsorship that the grudge game has. And if we want the grudge game to grow, we got to keep money pumping into the grudge game. Those grudge cars, and again, nothing against them. Nothing against them at all. Those guys come over for the really big pots, and then they disappear. But we still got these grudge programs out here struggling with no money. And I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you got to support your own. That's all I'm saying. The kids next door might need some food, and God bless them, I love them. But I got to feed my family first. My family is the grudge family. And that's what I'm saying, guys. Those the only sponsorship that the grudge racers get are the money that we give them. Now, the grudge fans that come to these events, they're coming to see grudge cars because it's a grudge event. That's what we're telling them. You come to see a grudge event. So we as promoters got to do a better job, be more creative, make a payout that's going to go 7 or 8 places, make more people get in. But those fans that you said before, they just want to see two cars.
Hey Joe, Mike Hill ain't got a sponsorship. I ain't got a sponsorship. Travis ain't got a sponsorship.
Me neither.
What I mean by that is that. But the when you go to an ADRL race, ADRL has sponsors. I just saw they did a big deal with somebody for $2 million, something like that. I just saw them. ADRL has sponsorships. So when they pay out, when they make that, they pay you guys
first
to qualify
first
or something.
First thought.
Something like that, don't
first
they?
First thought. ADRL don't even exist no more.
Well, not ADRL, but whatever it is. I just seen somebody. Whatever, I just seen them. Somebody, they got big sponsorships. When you go and race in those kinds of races, you get those contingency points. You have a certain brand on, Moroso or whatever, Hoosier. But Mike, you understand the point. And if you want to miss the point, then yeah, we can confuse people and throw clouds out there. But again, the point is, class racing. Would you agree? Yes or no? That class racing, they have a lot of sponsorship money going through their system. Yes or no?
Who cares?
But yeah, that's at a different event. That's at a different track. When we come to grudge race, we come to grudge race.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. And that's the point I'm trying to make. We have to support the grudge game.
Of course.
Joe and Mike, what about everybody been asking the same question about no tickets? We still get tickets. Would that help anybody getting no tickets in these shootouts?
It's still the same thing. If you run next to whether you get a ticket or not, we know this car is capable of 490. If you run right next to this car and this car makes a good pass, you win a 490.
Okay. Stevie Jackson go down to Valhalla. Stevie Jackson go to Valhalla and go a 440. He come to Jackson, he ain't finna go 440.
Hey, dog, let me throw a boomerang in that situation.
Y'all go ahead, because I didn't get no answer. I wanted Mike to answer that too because everybody been asking about these no tickets. That might help. I don't know.
That don't work because most of the guys that's running fast got a computer on their car. You know how to read a computer because you know how to make your car go fast. If you got a computer on your car, you can look, and you can still, without no ticket, you can tell how fast your car ran or be as close as you could possibly get. So it don't make no difference if you get a ticket or not. A grudge guy can do that. He ain't got to be a class racer to have a computer on his car and can tell how fast his car goes and then consider – who he raced, he could tell how he could say, well, okay, well, he was right beside me. He went this and that. That's technology.
You right, Joe? Give me some fillers. Give me some. Unless it's a secret, give me some fillers. What we can do besides just shootouts? Give me some fillers, Joe.
like I said, each. Listen, like I said, there's always, you know, the street cars. We have the street cars. We have the bracket cars. And then we have different class cars. We got the small blocks. We got the stock block. Intercut does a small stock block thing all the time. You got the back hash. You got the pro mods. You can do a lot of stuff within the context of the people that we're supposed to be supporting. We feed, we eat off of the Grudge game, and that's who we got to be loyal to, Grudge Racing. And we got to make sure that we are good stewards of the sport, and we're not hurting it, but we're helping it. And like I said, any time that you are exposing people's secret times, even by default, because I understand this. Like I said, the average guy is this. If you go down next to a 490 car, side by side, well, goddamn it, you go 490. All that other, did he leave first? Did he wobble? Did he wiggle? People ain't that sophisticated, because if they was, they would, a lot of more people wouldn't know how to race and know what to ask for or know who they could race. That's why ain't a whole lot of racing going on right now, and it'll be a lot less if we keep on putting these class cars next to the class cars. So we got to keep them separate. We can run them both. We can invite the class racers. Come on out, guys. Come and get this $3,000, and we're going to put $3,000 for the Grudge guys. Both of y'all come on out.
So you're trying to say the guys in the shootout would grudge, they would grudge more if they didn't have a shootout. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not. I mean, that has been stated before, but that's not the argument here. That's not the argument here. What I'm saying here is...
Okay, where's all this grudging at then? You said all this grudging. We very rarely see many grudge races anymore. We very rarely see any grudge races. So where all these grudge races coming from if the shootouts, because the guys just ain't grudge racing, Joe.
Well, if I can run you for free versus run you for my money, which one do you think I'm going to do?
Well, that's just because I just asked you if the shootouts were there, would the guys grudge more then?
Like I said, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. Maybe they just won't grudge at all. And again, I mean, you got to talk about all this big money, all these big numbers. Everybody's ashamed to race for $500. Everybody's ashamed to race for $700. Well, most
you
a lot of
people.
You
know that. I know that's right. But now let me ask you another question, Joe. As a promoter, is it the reason you don't? Is it the reason you don't really want to do the shootouts? Is because you got to put up more money, and then at a grudge event, you don't really have to put out that much money?
Oh, no. You can put up $3,000 and get a good turnout. You can put up $3,000 and get a couple. You can put up $25 and get a good turnout. All I'm saying is this. You got to keep the two sides separate. If you want to do a timed race, you put up $2,500 for the time race. You want to do a grudge race, put up $2,500 for the grudge race. Those guys are coming to race for that. They'll race for it.
Well, I don't know. Last time we did that, we didn't get the two races.
That's pretty easy to say, and not being offensive when I say it, but that's pretty easy to say for the man that's giving the race. But when you're talking about a racer that's spending, all right, this going to cost me $1,200 to get there, I'm going to go there just to take a chance for $2,500. I mean, no different than a man that say, well, I want all these grudge races to come grudge race, put their money up. That's easy if you ain't a grudge racer. If you're the man that's just giving the show, you the promoter, you asking all these people to come put they hard earned money. But then you ain't got nothing to lose. They the one got everything to lose that day.
Well, that's always the case. Whether you put up $2,500 or put up $5,000, that's still going to be the same case. They got everything to lose. And we said if we are so concerned and sensitive and caring to the grudge racers, which is, like I said, this is how we eat, because we are grudge promoters. We promote to the grudge crowd. We promote to the grudge game. I mean, I'm not saying that some of us don't do cross stuff, but again, those people that are loyal to the grudge game and do grudge stuff, then that's got to be our concern. And the worst thing in the world we can do is make it put a grudge racer who has to come, you know, try to get this $5,000, but put him in a position where he has to run up next to this time car and expose his time.
But can I ask another question?
We shouldn't put him in that position if we really care about him.
I'm going to ask one more question. Now, the shootout that went on for the last 2 years and been pretty good, why are we now all of a sudden, the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, at this point about class versus grudge? Why all of a sudden it came up? At this point,
because Tony Bynes and Tony Bynes and that guy wrecked, and because of all the vitriol that has been presented itself on Yellow Butter and on Facebook and other social media outlets. And so we had a collision of the two worlds. We had a collision of the two worlds. Those people,
it started before the wreck. First of all, we can't say it because of the wreck. Yeah, that wreck brought up a lot of attention and a lot of controversy. But the controversy actually started before then, way before Ronnie Brown race last week about the class race. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike.
Yo,
Mike. I agree with what you just said. And that's one reason why, Joe, you sitting there saying, that's one reason why grudge racing, I feel like, is going away. Because, simple, you want me not, what promoter on this telephone, we want 15 grudge matches to come, and he ain't got to pay nothing. Hell, yeah, that's free money. Shit, all
exactly.
I got to do is just sit here. Hell, who wouldn't want that? But that is why the grudging is dying. So, hell, when you putting up the class races and when you putting on these different shootouts, hell, this is what making the folks come to Detroit. But, yeah, if you can get that, yeah, that'll be lovely. Hell, yeah, I love that. But who
can tell me? I didn't really want to dog Joe out, but since he kept going, I'm going to say when he said he think the class races and the grudge races shouldn't be mixed, well, I could have smoked on my – I can almost swear on my life that Michael Martin and J.C. Richardson – God damn it, it's class races. I couldn't damn near swear on that now. And both of them was in his backyard.
And Michael Marlon lit up one of the fastest 10-5 times in the world.
That's exactly right, and they did nothing since.
But did it keep anybody from racing him down in Darlington?
Joe, you fell off, Joe?
Well, how many grudge matches has Michael Martin had? Now, he got into a shootout, yeah. Because
no,
when you put up enough money,
you just said they
shouldn't be put up. I said they should, right?
J.C. Richardson and Michael Martin,
listen,
both of them are known.
I didn't make the rules. Okay, as far as I know, I didn't make the rules. J.C. Richardson has two different cars. One he class races and one he grudge races. That's number one. But number two, I didn't make the rules.
Michael Martin got in that same car. He had just posted that, 415 or whatever he went that damn.
I didn't say Michael Martin. I didn't say Michael Martin.
But I'm just saying,
this is not about me. But what I'm saying is I'm not talking out of two sides of my face. I didn't say that I don't put up money. I mean, the game is what the game is, right? But now I've said those two cars wrecked, and it brought a lot of stuff to a head. It brought a lot of stuff to a surface. So now, with a fresh set of eyes, people are taking a different look at this thing.
Asking the question. You're still avoiding the question. That man just brought up a good-ass point profile that you should have
went all the way around.
I ain't going to let you slide out of there. The man basically just told you you did the same shit that you preaching against.
And I just told you, like I said, that was two known
class racers. They two known class. Michael Martin just had put up the fastest time in the world. The fastest time in the world for a backhand.
It was a grudge race because me and Cowboy and Tony and my buddy Matt, we betted side money on when Michael Martin ran Tony. So that's
okay, but even more than that, it was a grudge race because everybody put up their own money. Everybody put up their own money in the race. William Brown, you were there. You put up Michael Martin's money. Didn't everybody put up their own money?
No. Y'all said put up money because you're trying to change it. It was putting up money for
a shootout. I didn't say I don't do shootouts, and that's not the issue. You guys are trying to cause the issue. Now you're trying to say, oh, we got Pro Stock now. He does shootouts. Yes, I do shootouts, and I'll probably do some more. I can't change this thing by myself. It has to be an industry-wide agreement. I can't change it. I don't lead grudge racing. I'm not the only promoter over here. I am a promoter. That's how I make my money, absolutely. And I'm going to do what people are used to. Absolutely. That's what I'm going to do. We're just talking about how to fix the problem. We're talking about how to fix the problem. That's what we're talking about.
That ain't what nobody saying, what you just said, Pro Star. We don't mind you. Hell, I like to shoot. I hope you do plenty of them. Do some. But what we're saying is you sitting here saying they should be separated and they
the class racer shouldn't get over in the grudge racer. And you as well know damn well Michael Martin was a class racer to his heart, but you invited him to your backhand racer. You promoted Michael Martin to your backhand shootout. And you know he's a class racer, so how can you sit here and say we shouldn't let him in?
Mike, that was then, that was 2 years ago, and this is now. That was then, and this is now. That's how I can do it.
No,
I just told you if you was listening. And again, you keep trying to throw clouds on people's eyes. You're real good at that. I think Type Man called you smooth mouth motherfucker. That's why you do that, because you good at clouding people's judgment. What I just said to you is, I play by the rules. I just make the rules. I didn't make the shootout rules. Well, the first time I ever didn't shoot out, it was all grudge cards. Later on, somebody started inviting the class guys in, and later on that just became an industry accepted thing. The class guys were in. First of all, when I first came, started doing promotion, the grudge shootout, the shootouts were all grudge cards. All grudge cards. Okay, all you grudge guys get together, we'll do this, we'll put up some money for y'all ahead to make sure it's some racing. Right. But it doesn't matter who it was, but what I'm saying is, at this point, that's the industry accepted standard. As a promoter, when you do a shootout, you invite everybody that can race in that particular that fit in whatever loose set of rules you provided. 29s, no Willy bars, you know, nitrous cars. And if you fit that category, come on.
First off, when ever was it shootouts that didn't have class cars in it?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Even the last man standing pro mod races that a lot of those guys raced in, Sniper used to light his time up every other weekend, and they still went over there and grudge, let him in the shootout.
The money brought them out, Mike. You put that money up, they're gonna get in it anyway. I mean, they were stopping grudge racing now. I do YouTube videos. I'm not going to lie. YouTube videos stopping. Somebody won't get on here with be a bully, and at the same time, somebody putting up, somebody either outbidding the other one, or the other guy don't want to bet. That's what it is. I'm just keeping it real.
What I think personally, and this is just my personal opinion, William Brown III, and don't nobody have to agree with me, I think what's stopping grudge racing is guys are scared to race the unknown. And that's affecting it because you got guys, nobody know what that red Mustang Shane Cheatham don't got, but who ran them? Tony Bynes, and that was it. Did nobody else want to run them? He ain't post no numbers. They know that he's faster than they, or he looked faster than most of the rest of the guys on drag radios or 29.
But William Brown, that ain't the whole story, though.
You got to admit the guys are scared to run. That's what's stopping grudge racing. They're scared to get their ass whipped. That's what's stopping grudge racing.
Okay, you know what? That's a point well taken, and that may play a part of it, but can I tell you the rest of the story now? The rest of the story is this. Okay, live action looked like top dog right now. He looked like he's top dog, and he's flying. So now, in my grudge estimation, in my grudge strategy, if I go out and whip live action ass, what does that do to my chances to run these other guys that are scared of live action? If I beat him, well, goddamn it, by default, they're going to be scared of me, ain't they?
Well, ain't nobody running. That's the whole thing.
But what
he
I'm saying to you is some people are scared, but there may be one or two guys or three guys that will run him, that feel like they can beat him, but they don't feel like it's worth it, because if they beat him, that kills off some more action.
No, the main focus of that was because he wouldn't take the radios off. That was the main focus why they wasn't running. When they were scared of him, he wouldn't get on the slip.
So
now, whether there was an excuse for them not to run him, that's what everybody said, because he wouldn't get off them radios.
Dog, because they trying to put it class racing. If you got 28s on it, you only got to have 28s or 29s on it. We ain't going to run nobody else. Other than that, that's class racing to me.
All of it's class racing, man. Grudge class. Might as well rename it.
Well, no, it's called sticks. It's not class racing. But see, that's
why
to
I don't
understand.
Class
to, because
rename
listen,
it and get it over.
It's The difference between grudge and class racing is that in grudge racing, you could have a back half car on 29s or a chassis car on 29s that will run against a suspension car on 28. We had two cars do that at Bacon last year. It was a hell of a fine race, too. So it's about ETs. It's about ETs more than anything else. But hold on. But at the end of the day, when everybody goes out there, this is HD's number one rule. When I go out there, I feel like I got to be able to win, and I got to have shit to my advantage. At least in my head, I got to have it to my advantage. Now, if I think you got an advantage over me, my job is to trick you into taking away that advantage. That's my job in grudge racing.
Okay, can I say this? Okay, if I decide to run Mike Hill for $5,000, why do I have to do it at a show that you promote? I'm putting up my own money. Hell, why can't I go head to the track on a Thursday night and do my damn thing myself? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, why I got to go do it and make you money?
Well, because that's what this is all about. I mean, that night the pimps can go in the parking lot and sing if they want to sing, but the promoter who's doing a show gets the crowd there, which everybody wants to be in front of a crowd, number one, and then number two, they get to see some other stuff themselves. So they're also not racers, but they're also fans as well. And then the third thing is they may have an opportunity to get some more action. When you go take a long trip to go to a racetrack, you don't want to do just one race. You might want to do two or three.
No, a girls racer, from what I understand about girls race, you said a girls racer come to get his man. If he come to get his man, then he come to get his man. He going to get his man whooped all the time.
Hey, Whit.
When he get his man whooped.
You want the phone? Hey, well, but that's because you don't understand very well, Bobby. Hey, Whit. Okay, let me ask you this question, dog. How many races did Whit have as Bobby's No Guts, No Glory race in December? How many races did Whit and him have?
Three, I think.
Exactly. So Bobby, you see, you thought wrong. When you come and get your man, you might want to get three men, not just one. And a couple of guys that he raced, he didn't come to race them. He just the race got kicked up while they were at the track.
If I wanted, if I'm going to the track, if I wanted you, Mike, and Dog, I can tell all three of y'all to bring your ass onto the track, hell, and I ain't got to have no promoter.
You're absolutely right. You don't. And some people do that.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, yeah. Pro Star.
Yeah.
Pro Star, Joe. This is Mr.
Yes.
Tiff down in Tampa.
What's up, Doctor?
How you doing, Doctor? What makes grudge racers think that when a class racer like myself come to a shootout, that I don't think I have a chance, or any class racer? You know, we're on the fence looking, too. Just because we put our numbers up, and what you see is it could be smoke and mirrors. When it comes to a grudge race shootout, we don't put the same numbers up.
Well, no, I absolutely agree with you. I don't know if anybody else did.
Background noise. We'll have to close them all up. I got too many of them.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know if anybody else made that point or tried to make that a point, but I haven't made that point. So I don't think that class racers are afraid of grudge racers. I'm only stating that everybody's saying there's not enough grudge racing going on right now. And all I know is I see you, who I thought was going 530 or 540 or 550, if I see you go down next to a car that I know can go 490 and maybe – had some weight in this car and maybe can even go faster than 490. But I saw you go down side by side with this guy. Well, goddamn it, you go 490 now too, at least in my head. I just studied my opponent, and now I put you on 490, and you are no longer an option for me. I'm going to pass by you.
Well,
Mr. Tiff.
Go ahead.
You bracket race, though. You are a class race of bracket race. But can your car go faster than what you bracket race to that?
All day long, twice on Sunday.
Okay.
Dog, that's one of the points. That's one of the things about class racing. You don't put your car on kill because
you know.
You got to run four qualifying passes and you got to run four rounds of elimination. You can't put your car on kill and set to last the whole weekend and race.
I'm gonna add to that.
Hey, Will, got the background on mute your phone, please, and let it stay on mute, please. Joe gonna answer that. Joe gonna say they're even worse than, because once you take that weight out and everything, you're gonna go faster. But that's a lie. Once you take that weight out and all that stuff, then you gotta retune your whole damn car.
Dog, right. You smart. Dog, you smart.
Hey, you're right about that. You're right about that. But I'm telling you, as a class racer, when class racers come to these shootouts, they come in thinking that they can run with some of the grudge racers in the shootouts. It's no two ways about it. Because, yes, my car is a lot faster than what I run in the index class. And some people have found that out. They were surprised. You know, so I think the class racer, if they want to come in and run with the grudge racer, the shootout, let them run. It's like here in Florida, I can buy a brand-new Hayabusa motorcycle and put insurance on it, and I have the option of riding with a helmet or without a helmet. If I choose to ride without the helmet, then that's on me. If I choose to come into a grudge race shootout with my class car, that's on me. I mean, and the fans love it, so I don't – and it's actually mixed the race, because when a class racer do beat a grudge racer, it hypes up the race more. You read it us.
I mean, as long as class racers know the rules. And
right.
A class racer, you know, that's
right.
That's just a human being. You just putting them in a class. It's just like white and black. It's still
right.
A human being. You just putting them in a certain class. As long as we know when we come to the race, you don't tell no times. You don't. If somebody
right.
come up to you, you know, ask you, hey, what you just go? You know, we don't tell times in grudge racing. But when I'm at, you catch me at ADRL, all you got to do is look at the scoreboard and be like, oh, okay, he runs such and such. But when I'm at a grudge race, you don't know what I'm
hold on. Let me ask Joe a question. I need to know this in for real. Joe, how much money do a joker have to bet to be considered a grudge race?
$100?
I want to know where Joe. I want to know where Pro Stock Joe stand on this end. How much does somebody have to bet somebody to be a grudge racer?
As little as they want. If they want to bet $5, a dog. I mean, it don't really matter as long as you got some money on the line.
That's
the bet.
I'm trying to say, that ain't what they got to bet. They got to bet a whole bunch more than that and everything.
Hey,
hold on a minute.
Well,
hold on. Y'all be quiet for a minute.
Brand new chick that I just fucked with some good hair, that's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new belt on the road.
That nigga.
They don't know about the brand new chopper for the same old hair.
They don't know
about the nigga can't stop. They don't know about the...
Hold on, they were playing music now, but I just was over there. I be checking on them on my other phone, and they say you had to bet $500 or more. Now all of a sudden they went up to $500. Last night I heard them say a different thing. See, people keep on changing shit to damn fit whatever they want to fit. But I mean, goddamn it, if a man goddamn it bet $50, if that shit, that $50 to me might be like $5,000 to you, Joe. If I can afford $5,000,
right.
I can't afford $5,000.
Hey, dog, put this question out there. How much do you have to spend to win the lottery?
That's
all I'm doing is gambling.
A dollar?
50 cents.
A dollar?
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's
you got to jump in there. You sit on the sideline, you're going to stay on there. You got to jump in there. It's a grown man game.
You can play Cash 3 Box 50 cents. Maybe $20. But anyway, how y'all doing tonight?
Yeah, you go ahead. What's up, Miss B?
Nothing. I just been listening to y'all. So I've been talking about everything. I think that if class racing and grudge racing is a big situation between racers all together, why not the promoters stipulate on their flyers whether if class racers are welcome or not? And then once they start doing that and you start seeing how many people actually participate in these shootouts, because you may think that your car is ready, but what if you get to that track and unload your car? Like, prime example, go to them, they didn't know that they had a problem with their car, so they got there and unloaded. So with you not knowing if these cars are going to actually run or not, if you expect an X amount of grudge guys to show up and on that day...
So you saying the flyer should specify, you should say the flyer should specify no class races, is that what you said, Ms. B?
Why not?
No, I'm just asking you, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah,
it is.
Why not put that on the
phone?
Watch out for
sure. Hey, that's what I'm getting at. Y'all got to let me set him up first. Joe, what you think about that, Joe?
Hey, Ms. B. Oh.
Yes, sir?
If a promoter done that,
where would Big Low and T5 and them? I mean, where would they stand?
You would hurt your race. That's the point that I'm trying to make. If you actually say that these guys can't, if you stipulate on this, like say, like we're running race, we actually specify that class racers were welcome. From day one, everybody knew that class racers were welcome. You know, it wasn't a rule. It was just that's something that we put out there. Because if y'all keep talking about all this togetherness and doing it together, really class race and grudge race sound like what you was talking about last night. Now, it sounds like white and black. Once upon a time, white and black could sit in the same restaurant in the same area. The black people had to sit in the back. The white people had to sit in the front. And here it is again, class races versus grudge races. You might as well say it's integration. But a lot of people try to fight that and didn't want it. And what happened? We integrated. Now we able to sit where they sit, we able to do what they do. So with the people that's fighting the progress, if you feel like you don't want to run in a shootout with a class racer, then there's other races going on the same day, or there's other tracks that you can be able to come to. You really don't have to come to a track to get in the shootout anyway. It's a lot of guys who just tell you, my car is not for shootout, my car is just for grudge only. And that's the way they run their car.
Yeah, well, look here. I want everybody to understand now. We're not just trying to jump on Joe, but whether y'all want to admit it or not, he is one of the top promoters in the game. So I do be want to hear what he's going to say, because we need to work out some solution that's going to work for everybody. That's the only reason. And so don't y'all think everybody we jumping on Joe just for the hell of it. He's just a good damn sounding board to jump on to try to get some revenue.
Sure,
no,
my solution.
Sure, Joe, you still on there, Joe? Hold on, Joe, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
My solution gonna be every promoter do what he feel best for him. If you want to open your doors up and let grudge and class run together, you do that. If you want to stick it to grudge, pick your grudge racers out and make it invitation. Well, these are the only people invited to race in the shootout. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, you can't
exactly
tell another man how to run his business.
If he do that, Mike, he can get ready to pay out his pocket.
Exactly.
If he do that, he can get prepared to pay up out of his pocket, because his show going to be a freaking washout.
I'm telling you right now on open forum and public, my door is open to all racers. All racers is one. The clock's going to stay off, but the door is open to all racers. I mean, I feel like I'm gambling with a lot of money, so I'm taking a big chance. So every racer is welcome to come. With racers come fans to me. I mean, I put my feet in both pairs of shoes. You know, I gotta be a promoter. I'm a racer. I know both sides of it. You know, and I mean, I ain't saying nobody else don't, but you gotta put yourself in both situations.
I hear a lot of people saying that these grudge shootouts are for grudge racers only, and that class racers only show up when the big pots are put out there. To me, I feel like the class racers, they there anyway, but if they car meet the requirements to actually get in the shootout, why not? The economy is messed up right now. Those people do not have money. Anybody can say whatever they want to say. People don't have that money to lock in $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 and actually lose that money and go home knowing they got wife, kids, child support, bills, schooling, and all this and that. It's over 300,000 people unemployed every week in the United States. So that lets you know that businesses are down. So, no, it's not enough money out there for a person to say, I can lose $3,000 this week, $5,000 this week, $8,000 this week, and be okay with it. That's not going to happen.
Hey, that's why people get
really upset.
Hey, dog, can you answer this? If Tony Wright is a true grudge racer, I'm going to use Tony Wright as an example. Tony Wright is a true grudge racer. And we know, like you said, bad nine are supposed to be the fastest nitrous car on the premises, on the world, on the tires, what we've heard and supposed to have seen.
Right.
What if Tony Wright go by bad nine and his crew? His tuna. What the hell is different?
Got a point there. He got the same car, he got the same tuna. Pro Mod car down there, a Pro Mod car with 29s on it down there in Valdosta this weekend.
Yeah, I know. That was an Anderson guy and butt naked butt him down there. But Hancock. But we've seen that movie before. Ask Dobbs with the boss car what happens when you buy a known car and try to go grudge racing with it. Ask him what happens.
you wasted your money in terms of grudge racing.
What the hell happened, Prostar? What happened when he bought it? I mean, let's be honest. What happened when he bought it?
He got zero. He got zero grudge races. Zero. Zero grudge races. Zero.
That wasn't nobody's fault. But hold on, Prostar. Now let's be honest. Stop didn't do a motherfucking thing with that car to Travis and them just guys. I'm gonna just be keeping real. I don't care who called, make phone calls. I'm just keeping real. I mean, that car didn't feel nobody until Travis got a hold to it.
Well, how come nobody wouldn't race it then, Mike, including you?
I mean, where the hell I wouldn't race it, Pro Stock?
Oh, you shit.
Were out there to run, right?
But
when?
You said what now?
When?
You said what now?
When I wouldn't run it?
No. You said you were locked in with that car?
Yeah, we started running dollars, but yeah, we got up there. We couldn't go down the track. I paid my deposit like any other grudge racer would do. I mean, I ain't gonna go out there and I can't get on the racetrack and lose $5,000. But I'm saying, I'm just making a point. That ain't no good point. I mean, Dolph struggled just like many other guys did with his car. I mean, and that's every racer do the same thing. But you, I'm just saying you made a wrong point right there. Basically, that wasn't no good point.
I absolutely disagree. Like I said, how many grudge races did this guy bought? He bought a known car. He bought the Abercrombie car. Everybody knows that was a 370 car. So how many grudge races did he get? Zero.
Pro stock.
Zero.
Not taking that away. Them boys have fought, and they got a fast motherfucker. But that summit ain't been nowhere near where it went when it was Abercrombie car. Come on now.
But here's the point. You know, like I said, you don't know what it went because it was a grudge car at that point. You don't know what it went. It was secret time. Now, unless you know something that you want to tell us about how you know they done. But like as far as I know, that was a grudge car, and nobody should know how fast they was going. So how we know how fast they went?
I'm gonna just tell you what I seen. Now, I struggled with mine, and I was shook the hell out of mine. But then I ain't seen them doing the same shit. For the longest
time. I listen. Did you see the film on Smack Talk TV? When I put the boss is back or the boss is here, something I got about the boss, Sniper going down Broadway at Donaldson in the left lane, going down Broadway three separate times, like he's going down Broadway. He balls to the wall. He's doing his thing.
Does that mean it went fast?
But does that mean it didn't?
I'm just saying.
Does that mean it didn't?
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know how fast he went.
I know he went down straight.
He went down straight and he went down quick. But how fast he went, I don't know. It's a no-time car. It's a grudge car.
But, hey, how many races you think Tony Wright going to get now? How many races you think Tony Wright going to get, Joe?
With what? With this
ugly-ass Baby Hitler car. You know what I'm talking about, Joe. Come on.
The unknown soldier. I don't know, but like I said.
No, that ugly-ass Mustang, whatever you – unknown ugly.
The unknown soldier. I don't know, dog. That's a tough question. But I know the world champ gonna get at him. I know 901 Bad Boys gonna get at him, and so I know Live Action gonna get at him. And he said he wanna get at them. And I know Cold Killer wanna get back at him. And he wanna get at them. And Butt Naked said some stuff, but I don't know how Butt Naked
raised
a lot of
three
stuff,
grudge races this year. I'm gonna eat the tires off my dually.
If Willie Brown still on the phone.
But that just goes to prove my point, because Tony Wright beat a car that everybody thought was fast, fast, fast. Tony Wright beat this car, and now all of a sudden, Tony Wright is fast, fast, fast. And that just proves the point. If you go next to a grudge car that's fast, 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 and that, because you beat him, that makes you fast, 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 well, what's going to happen when you go down next to a fast, fast time car? That's going to make you fast, fast.
God damn, Joe, you make a joke. A 904-9381, your mic open. You got something to jump on, Joe? Get on Pro Talk Joe for me, please.
Hey, this is Real Tree. How you doing, man?
What's up, Johnny?
If they cut
What's
you
up, Real Tree?
Car like Big Ball's got, that Mustang been sitting in the garage for almost a year. What's he going to run in? What am I going to run in on these 28?
Is he speaking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, both of those are grudge cars. You run in the grudge shootout.
No, I'm saying right there. Yeah, if y'all say y'all want to cut the shootouts out, and we can't get grudge races, I mean, we can get grudge races when we go out of our lane, what are we going to do, set home?
Well, Realtree, I don't know who said that they want to cut the shootouts out. I don't know who said that. I didn't say that. I never advocated for that. I never said stop the shootout. I love shootouts. I'm a promoter. I know how they help.
They were saying it on there. They said they was not going to even advertise shootouts. They said shootouts is killing the what you call them. And like Johnny was saying, if you got a car and you're just going to let it sit up in the goddamn garage or not, these damn shootouts, the best thing coming because everybody's scared to run. That's why he was in all the shootouts because he couldn't get no fucking grudge matches.
Wow. I mean, that's a dilemma. It's a dilemma. But, again, I can't speak for Jay Barnes or for Grudge Inc. I'm not a member of that organization. I belong to the NGRA. And, as far as we're concerned, we love shootouts. And we'll do shootouts. You know, we'll do 10 of them if we have to. But, we just keep the class card separate from the grudge card. That's all I'm advocating for right now. I don't make the rules. I'm just saying that would be a good idea.
I don't care about keeping the class cars separated. I just think we just need to put a little difference between the boosted cars and the nitrous cars and give a break, just like Mike's doing on the tire size.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can be discussed in order to make the game grow. These are the conversations that we need to be having, and that makes perfect sense to a grudge guy. But the boosted guys would counter and say that the boosted cars, there was a boosted car in all of those races that you won last year, Realtree, and you beat them, or somebody beat them. So they would say, well, why do we need to give somebody an advantage when we get beat like everybody else?
Well,
if they were winning all the races, that might be a good argument.
I think we first need to ask all ourselves and find out is it really about class versus grudge, or is it really about we don't want to run the turbo cars, or what is it really?
I think the turbo cars is new to us, Mike.
I don't mind running a single turbo, Mike. I don't want to run a twin turbo.
Here's my argument to this. When you go to Dutch Race, I'm gonna use Dutch Race for example, and you know what got off the tracks prep like for one. You see that hell of a number laid down. Well, that guy also got a weight. I mean, we can't sit here. I can't sit here and let people think. I mean, I can't sit here and say, and I use Tony Wright again, example. Well, Tony Wright, you got a damn big motor in your car. You got a 29W. You got a lightweight car. I'm just making an example. I'm just Tony Wright's name. You can't tell me you ain't no reason why you shouldn't be able to keep up with this damn turbo car over here on the average racetrack. Now, I ain't saying South Georgia on this day that they got it, drag racing prep. But I guarantee you, you 400-500 pounds lighter than this man over here that's got all this turbo equipment in his car. Why shouldn't you be able to keep up?
I agree with you on the track, but you ain't going to do it in Holly Springs, and you ain't going to do it in Valdosta. You won't do it in a track like Orlando.
That's why I said I'll exclude Valdosta, because, I mean, you know, when you and on Donald's races especially. I don't know if you get the same. Not knocking Valdosta, but honestly, I don't think you get the same prep.
Well, hey, Mike, let me ask Johnny something else. Johnny, you was in Valdosta this weekend, Johnny. Johnny, was you one of the best-looking cars down there, Johnny? Was them damn turbos? Did any of them turbo cars down there scare you this week?
No. But the track wasn't that good, dog. You know that. I mean, Rick
no, was, I'm just trying to let you know.
Let me just explain what you just did. You don't know it, but you just did it. You just told me by default how fast you can go. Do you know that?
How fast can I go?
All I got to do is look at the Valdosta tape, look at the turbo cars, see how fast they went, and I know how fast you can go because you said they didn't scare you. See, that's
what
I'm talking about.
Let me tell you why it don't scare me, Jeff. Because Mark Woodruff was in Holly Springs, and I've seen him run 30s right there. He got outrun by cars that was running 3/10 slower that I knew wasn't running no 30s.
Well, first off, you watch those same cars that was in Valdosta this past weekend. Now, watching this weekend at Dollar Race when they got another 200 gallons of glue on the racetrack this weekend. Now, ain't nobody. I mean, these Dollar pay for that to make it happen like that.
They ain't going to get that on every just, day.
And they just had scraped the whole track, though, Joe. They just had scraped the whole track.
No, but you hear the point. Okay, let's suppose it was Donald's race and he made that same statement. That's why I'm talking about when you put a class car next to a grudge car, when you even compare the two cars. See, we're talking about a known entity versus an unknown entity. Realtree, the most important thing to your success as a grudge racer, a no-time racer, is what? Keeping your time secret. Ain't that
right.
The most important
okay.
thing?
Yeah, no, I'll give you a scenario. I know what's going on at Duck Race, so I'm not going to go sit beside one of them cars that had ran 2 hours early and posted their time. I'm not going to do it.
No, I know you're not going to do it, but what I'm saying is, I'm just saying that grudge racing and class racing should be totally separate. You shouldn't even compare the two, even talk about the two, because just like a simple statement that you just made, you made a harmless statement. Dog asked you a harmless question. Was you scared of any of those cars that down there this weekend, the turbo cars? You said
no,
right?
And I could say so, that because I know what the track prep was. I could tell you I know I got a fairly good idea how fast that K9 car can run. He wouldn't have had no damn chance against me any better on 315s or me on 29s at that given track at that day. At that day.
Hey, first off, I got another scenario.
I hear what you're saying, real truth. I hear what you're saying. You're a real grudge racer, but most people don't calculate like that. A guy on his phone just now heard what you said, and all of a sudden, boom, a light goes off. He might be totally wrong, but I'm just saying that's what just happened.
Hey, Post, I got to quit. If you go 401, 001 on the tree, and I go 451 on the tree, 451 on the tree, but yeah, and then at the 60-foot mark, I'm 500 faster than you. I'm 500 faster than you at the 60-foot mark. Can you tell who
Can I tell what now?
If you go 401 on the tree, I go 451 on the tree. You 500 faster than me off the street, right?
Uh-huh.
What are we side by side when we get to the 60-foot mark? What does that mean,
Mike? Okay, what you're asking me is a sophisticated, educated, knowledgeable race question that the average grudge racer does not possess. He does not put those calculations into his equation. All he does is a very basic, simple thing.
He sees you go 490.
And he sees that guy that he know can go 490. He see y'all side by side. Well, guess what? Now you go 490. It's that simple. You're making it complicated, and sometimes
no, not,
it is,
no.
But that's not what guys think, though. That's not how they think.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is if the only way you really know what a person's going is if y'all had that damn near identical reaction time. And what driver actually know that?
But Mike, that's what I'm saying. This is what you're saying is absolutely right. There is nothing technically wrong with what you're saying. But I'm talking about grudge racing. Grudge racing is done based on a feeling, based on a perception. That's what grudge racing is about. Grudge racing is not about no actual knowledge. It's about a feeling. So now when I'm doing my research and when I see you go down side by side with a 490 car that I know can go 490s, guess what? You go 490s, and my calculation about you has changed now. I might be totally wrong, but I had you at 540. I'm not racing you now. I'm not doing it because I can go 530. I had you at 540. That's where I was going to race you, but now I got you at 490. If that race is off, it's off.
Joe, I got another scenario for you. When Tony Bynes ran Mark, did you watch that race? Did you watch the video?
I saw it. I'm glad both guys are okay.
Yeah, did you see Tony chain linking him up to about 400 feet, 450 feet?
I did see that.
Okay. So we know that Mark can run, he's ran 20. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, Tony Bynes can run 20. That's what you're thinking on the way that you're saying this. Okay, if Tony Bynes can run 20s, would you bet if Tony Bynes and Stevie Jackson you would go and bet against Stevie Jackson and him and Tony run that same race?
Well, I would, most of the time I would bet on Tony Bynes against Stevie Jackson because for some reason Tony's got Stevie's number, and the facts prove that. That's number one. But number two is that I'm not talking about me. I'm as sophisticated a racer as you are, as Mike is. I am a real grudge racer. I'm saying that today's crop of grudge racers, these new guys that just got into the game, they don't know how to figure out the nuances and who left first and did he wobble, what kind of conditions. They don't calculate all that stuff into the equation. Right now, you've got about 15 or 20 guys that do all the racing and grudge racing, more or less. They do all the contention racing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, right.
Okay, why are these other guys on the sideline? Because they're all afraid. Right? Now, why are they afraid? Well, because they did some research and they found out that they think that this guy can do – up in New York, up in the Northeast, the total, they think everybody down here goes 322 in the eighth mile. I swear to God they do. I don't know why, but that's what they do. So that's why there's not a lot of north-south races. They think everybody down here can go damn 322. I'm no fucking not cool about why that is, but the whole point is perception is greater than reality. And what I'm saying to you guys is that these guys, there's a lot of guys on the sideline that would otherwise be racing, you know, that a lot of stuff, like I said, when you race a fast, fast guy, when Tony Wright beat Cole Tiller, he became a fast, fast guy. He's the baddest man in the whole. He even believed that. He beat the baddest man out there, Cole Tiller. He beat everybody. And I beat him, so I must be the baddest man. He said I should get an award. Tony Wright said that. He said it on your show, didn't he, dog? So
yeah, well, Joe, let me throw some ass at you because we got you. Well, we glad to have your ass on here because we can bat shit off your ass. Joe, okay, just say, for instance, the NGRA overnight sprouts some wings and all of a sudden Joe come back in the promises with NGRA and y'all throw a banquet. Now, you got Realtree on the phone, one of the baddest mans out there.
Dog, you ain't shit. But go ahead.
Let me make my point. You got Realtree, one of the biggest guys out there in the grudge game. I said grudge game, but he do a lot of shootouts because he can't get no grudge match. Now, Joe, what can you do for a guy like that, or what can you do to try to change these rules about putting some pressure on somebody or putting some emphasis on the shootouts versus just a regular one-on-one grudge match?
Wait, I'm not confused about what that – you're saying what can I do to help Realtree to get some grudge races?
I'm basically just trying to base it on because, see, Realtree got overlooked on some stuff because he did most shootouts. But he did all the shootouts because, goddamn it, wasn't nobody racing. We know he's a bad man, but in the eyes of the grudge world, since he didn't get no award and then he ain't really shit. And they want to call him a shootout queen, which, man, fuck that. If I'm getting paid, they can call me what they want, but maybe Realtree want to be recognized as being tough. So you maybe, as an NGRA, and you might have a banquet or something. What could you do if Realtree couldn't get no grudge matches, but he was a hell of a shootout, and he was fucking all the same jokers up in the shootouts that he do at that grudge race, but they won't grudge race it?
Well, if I had been in charge of the banquet this year, as I was the previous 4 years, well, hold on, I'm going to tell you. We always gave an award out for class racing guys, the stock suspension class race guys. We always gave an award out for that every year. And I think Chris Tootin won it 1 year. Chris Tootin won it twice, I think. Chris Tootin won it twice, and somebody else won it. I think Brian McGee maybe won it or something like that. But, yeah, we always had that. They didn't put it in this year, but we always did that. And Realtree would have been a very strong candidate to get that award this year. I don't think anybody else. It wouldn't have been close as far as I'm concerned. Realtree probably would have got it.
So would have got my vote. So what you're trying to say, they gave that award on favoritism then.
They didn't give the award out. They didn't have that category, is what I'm saying. They didn't have that category.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't try to put no words in my mouth.
I don't know who that was. Honestly, dog, I think you hit it on the nail earlier. I mean, to be honest, like I said, the reason the shootout came about because, man, let's be honest, people ain't got the money. When the economy went to shit, people ain't got the money to go ahead and gamble and bet like they used to, man. And people still ain't got it. I ain't saying some people got it, but 90% of the people ain't got it like they used to. So the shootout just don't work better for the fans. It don't work better for a lot of racers.
And I mean, if you got the money to go out there and grudge race, go out there and grudge race. Don't try to portray. Not, I ain't saying you're doing this for a stop. I'm saying don't try to portray that the shootout ain't good for racing, for the grudge racing, or for the fans. I mean, do what you do. Do what you do best. Do what your pockets allow you to do. It's the best thing a man can do.
I think a lot of the reason
that you know what we talk about down in Fat Austin. Have you had a change of heart?
Yeah.
All right, somebody there trying to put a doggone car together, y'all. I hear that background noise.
That might be Tony Brown. He said he's gonna be ready this week. Shit.
Tony cranked up today, man. Hey, Tony cranked up today. Why y'all bullshitting?
Yeah.
I got something I want to put out.
God damn it. Butt Naked said, Butt Naked both be the 28 Nitrous champ or whoever the world, and Real Tree trying to lock his ass in last night.
Let's see, can we get him on there together? Hold on a minute.
If Real Tree want a grudge race, at the NGRA Bounty Day 4, April 12th at Dollarton, I got a $1,000 bounty, $500 bounty on Giganto's head, and a $1,000 bounty on Tony Wright's head.
I heard all the bounties you put out yesterday.
God damn it, I'm going to put some more. I'm going to put a bounty on Mike Hill, the corner head, and tell Stone Cold he can come and get that.
I'm finna see if I get Buck Naked in Real Tree. Buck Naked talking about getting ready for the race on the 2nd, but he's scared to lock in for the 23rd.
He said Carl won't be ready for the 23rd. It can't be ready on the 2nd, but it won't be ready on the 23rd.
don't let BET say that, because BET gonna get in trouble. I'm trying to get on there. I'm gonna see what they might not open my mic. They might not open my mic, but let me see. Hold on.
They may run a little bit slower at their home track, but you can say this: that car is capable of running a such a time. Now he may not have ran it that fast, but you don't know because it didn't flash.
You don't know. There you go.
You don't know. The car is a car flat as a SUV.
They're going to open a few minutes now. If Buck Naked is
running
a 430
there, he's capable of running a 430. He may not go to making a run a 430, but the damn car is so capable of running one because we've seen it.
Yeah.
And even if it looked like it, the bottom line, we still don't know what it ran.
Exactly.
So if you see a guy go down side by side, then guess what? He just committed grudge suicide.
Sure did.
Yeah. My thing is, I'm used to not being invited to a lot of things. So, you know. We got a little perks of being a grudge racer, and a lot of these class races we can't get invited because they don't like the way our cars are set up. They don't like because we do this. They don't like because we're on the line talking trash.
It's because you don't meet the rules in the damn what you call
people that's
for you.
That's fine. You don't like it. I don't have to go there. So turn that around. Don't come where I'm at. You knew before you came there. Damn it, that Ronnie Brown race was a grudge race. You knew that. So, damn it, you knew that. Why did you show up? All you had to do was wait another week. Ducks race would have been there. You got all week to test. You know what you know that it's going to be the zoo before you came to the zoo. You knew you were going to see that.
But I got to hold you up on that.
Like they put on that board, and they know it's going to be some loud out there being smoked, God damn it.
When it's a class racer entering a grudge event, it's a win-win because you automatically playing their game because they show signs. They not losing. it's to their advantage to get in there in case they ever want to try something really grimy when it comes to getting that money and sneaking in there. They can't lose. So that's the whole game in a nutshell.
Or get together with some of the other class racing brothers and say, that Tony Bynes guy, y'all think he's fast shoot. I ran him. Hell, I beat him, and I went this. They ain't doing nothing. If you want to get over there and get some free money, all you got to do is run this right here. You'll whoop them off.
That's exactly how it's going to go. That's exactly how it's going to go.
Hey, now the Grudge guys do the same shit. We do the same shit. Now we go right there. Hey, man, I just ran him. He went such and such a thing. You run in his head, you can beat him. We do the same shit, man.
Do not let them in. If they ever sold a time, they can't get in. They can't.
That's the only way you can do it.
Hold on. Listen, ain't no middle ground, ain't no gray area, ain't no middle line.
Damn it, they don't get if you flash the time. Go class race.
If you've got a time and you're in a grudge race, it ain't a grudge race. It's not a grudge shootout.
Listen to what I'm saying, but that's why I'm trying to tell y'all the shootout don't hold as much merit.
The cars do. The grudge cars hold the merit.
The grudge cars do. Exactly. Hold up.
If you want a grudge race, okay, let Buck Naked and Real Tree talk. I just heard y'all unmute me, Buck Naked and Real Tree. Y'all can talk now. Doggone it.
Hold on, they can't talk now. We got them talking, dog. Y'all got to hold on.
Hey, y'all talking about a damn class race. You want to get a grudge race. They're trying to get a grudge race on. I thought you wanted a grudge race.
Y'all heard what I said. Go lay down somewhere.
On my show, you said you wanted a grudge race. Y'all talking about class race coming to a grudge race.
Hold up,
DJ Grant. They both said they're the baddest motherfuckers on 28. Why can't everybody shut up and let them talk?
They're talking just a second. Now, the show host, if you want to entertain that bullshit right this second, you can.
Why the bullshit, DJ Grant? You just a pussy now. You acting like a pussy. Hold on, man.
You're a pussy, DJ. That way he calls you a cunt.
Yeah, that's what he is. I call him a pussy. He can't race. He don't want nobody else to race. He don't want nobody else to race, y'all.
You just told me on my show a while ago you want to see grudge races. Okay, you got two of the baddest bitches in the world on 28, and you over here talking about you want to talk about a fucking clan race. Let them two motherfuckers get this grudge race on, motherfucker.
DJ Grant did the same shit last night, goddamn. We tried to lock Butt Nigga in for Real Tree, and Butt Nigga couldn't even talk for DJ Grant, goddamn, speaking of it, Jay. They tried to call for a nigga. Your nigga did it wrong. ADHD, man. Hey, dog.
He just come on my show, and I let him talk, even though I had to tell him to let somebody else talk. He just come on my show. Now he over there, he think he in charge. See, that's them pussy-ass bitches that when they at home, they can't wear their pants, but when they get on these shows, they think they wearing pants.
Tell that weak pussy motherfucker that ain't none of his goddamn show. He ain't running no fucking board over there.
Hold on.
No,
we got some good shit to say. I
want to
hear this guy.
Come on,
let's
hey,
hey, hey, hey, dog, what's happening? How y'all doing, man?
Go ahead, y'all.
I've been listening for the last couple of hours. I want to talk to DJ a little bit, but I'm not. I don't want to go back and forth with the argument. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna use these are facts. I know how fast everybody goddamn caught going grudge racing. You know how I know? Because motherfuckers tell it all the time. I'm not going to name the certain races that do it. Motherfucker told me, hey, man, we just went a such and such number, and I heard this car go this number. You think we got them covered? I don't know. Oh, man, this car went this number. This car go that number. I'm not going to name all the guys, but they prominent grudge racers.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead,
you're right, Nard. You're 100 right.
Let's go over there and see if we talk to Butt Naked instead of that goddamn box of rocks.
I sit alone in my four-corner group, staring at
the
motherfuckers.
Come
on now, show. Michael fucking...
They playing that goddamn music, man. They playing music because they don't want to... See, that's what I'm talking about. They get on this show and fake like they want to fucking race, man. They get on there and fake like
that,
this shit. Folks, I know you can do something about that because you can call Jay Barnes and tell him about this dumb shit now. We trying to get two motherfuckers locked in that everybody want to see, and them bitches want to play music.
That butt naked playing that music because he really don't want to race either. He think he got damn easy to get talking about when he get drugs.
Shut that music up. I bet now I got damn listen.
That to let you know them motherfuckers, when they ain't got control over shit, they can't take it, man.
That's exactly right now. You know, that's exactly right. Now, DJ Grant came over here because I wouldn't let him take over the show. I still gave him some leeway. He still wouldn't let nobody talk. Just like BET said, for old bitch can get through saying something. He done saying something. Okay, it's your time to talk. As soon as you said two words, he break in. Now he go there. We don't want to hear that shit. All they was over there doing was talking about class races and what you call them. Okay, once a bitch said grudge races, that stopped everything. I stop, you stop, BET stop, everybody stop when a bitch been like a grudge race in. And these bitches
are all crazy. That's why I told you were fucking up when you brought that box of rock motherfucker to your show. That bitch there crazy as some of a bitch. Doing all that talking, ain't made a point yet.
That's real nigga shit. I feel you on that. We, you know, we be on the old schools out here, man, but
But nothing like y'all back, you know, Midwest and down south, man. We kind of slow for with it.
Gotcha.
But what's your thought on? I mean, the mixing of the class races and the grudge races.
Well, you know, man, I'm kind of a youngster, so I don't know too much about the class races, but the grudge races, you know, I've seen a little bit of them, man, and you know, they pretty intense, man. That's really the only game I know as far as.
Man, who want that? That's what I'm talking about. That's a good show.
Hey dog, they gonna keep opening up a collar till he say what the hell they want him to say. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Who? Can you call and see? What is this? Still got to have a mic over. Is the mic still on?
Divide the two. That's the simplest thing to do. Hell, you might as well fucking just turn the clocks on for them. Let them, they can light up the scoreboards for the fans.
Get you ain't even racing.
Light the motherfuckers up for the fans. But they going to get just as much enjoyment of us going down there not lighting it up.
Hey, we must not be over. I was doing that to see could I make it. It must not have heard me, so they must have closed my mic up. Man, hey, BET, you got to get another session, man. You got to make them motherfuckers a box of boulders, not rocks. Them some fucking boulders, man.
Yeah, you got
to. Man, that motherfucker make your goddamn head hurt, man. Listen to Bush.
Man, what you talking about? My head hurting like a motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Motherfucker.
Fuck them.
I really think they doing something. See, DJ can't race. He don't want no goddamn body else to race. That's a bitch
man,
for you right there.
I'm telling you. He stopped. The man wouldn't even let Butt Naked talk about locking in the race last night. He got him jumping. And Jay actually tried to get in there and straighten it. And Damn, DJ didn't cut Jay Barnes off. I like, God damn.
I think DJ ADHD, man. Something wrong with that motherfucker. Faggot ass.
If y'all get me out of jail, I'll beat that bitch to a bloody pulp.
I hate to advocate balance, but I'm going to help him. Fuck it.
Hey, BT, you want me to teach you how to get his ass whooped without you putting your hands on him?
Yeah.
All you got to do is tell Wick, he called Wick a faggot. I got to tell Wick won't whoop his ass so bad anyway.
Hey, Mike.
That's a wrong old man.
Mike.
Dude.
I'm gonna fix a head on home if they do decide they get some nerve. Go ahead and lock them in for Alabama.
Johnny, stay on for about 5 minutes. Hold on, Johnny. I'm gonna see if I slip again. Okay. Stay on for about 5 minutes, Johnny. It's coming better from you. You tell this pussy punk motherfucker. Because the first thing he was trying to say is, oh, I want them realty. You Mike kept telling him he could lock in for him. He was avoiding that shit, man. Hold on.
If you want a class race, you can go over there and class race. If you want,
hey, can anybody hear me?
You can go shoot out.
Hey,
Uncle
Larry.
Unmuted.
You can grudge race. Everybody's picking.
Hey,
want to go in.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Let me finish this first. Dog.
Let them finish.
Everybody got the
finish,
right
please.
To pick and choose whatever direction they want to go in.
Muted.
So my thing with me being a grown, everybody else being a grown
that's
man.
Fucked up.
My insight on this is this here. If we
but
took half
year.
As much time to do what we do, because see, ain't none of this shit gonna be easy, and everything that we got on the, down on this earth now, it's on our sanctioning body. We got the rules and regulations. So we ain't got no business arguing among ourselves because the head people is the one that make the rules and the regulations, and that's what we all go up under. When I came to Grudge Inc. That's what I came because of grudge racing. I had a choice to do class racing.
Y'all
up
be
here 24/7. I could have went right on around the corner. I could have went 66 if I wanted to go do do class racing.
I'm gonna get them motherfuckers from you me out like that. I'm gonna get them. You know, I'm gonna get them motherfuckers.
But I am a very, very strong supporter in what my little brother does. And whatever he wants to do, as long as we enjoy ourselves, I'm going to be right by his side. But when it gets to a point where I can't enjoy myself being by his side, I'll walk off and leave him too. You know, we need to go ahead on and do what we're going to do, man, and pull together. If we're going to march in a direction, we all get together and march in a direction.
That's what they're talking about. Together, goddamn it. They won't even let a motherfucker talk on their damn show.
It's a lost cause to me, man. You know, I mean, in my own personal opinion.
Hey, Johnny, go ahead on, Johnny.
I'm not nobody
Mike
special.
Don't talk Joe dropped off.
But I'm a man with an opinion. And my
they
opinion is
get
to toward
you.
I don't have a negative opinion.
Now, you know, that when a person was going to jump on, that shit, that wasn't going the way they wanted to go.
Yeah, we had his ass tied up too. Hey Johnny, go ahead on. I appreciate you coming on. If they do decide to let us in there, we'll handle it from here though. Goddamn, we'll handle it.
All y'all heard Johnny say goddamn it, lock his ass in, so y'all know it ain't all, if it don't happen, it ain't goddamn lethal weapon, folks.
Hell yeah. All right,
man. Hey Johnny, you got anything else to say before you go, Johnny?
No, I just enjoyed listening to y'all's bullshit there, but I'll run any son of a bitch you got to set a slick on it. I don't care.
I know you will.
Hey, Johnny. Hey. You talking about going to a man's backyard. But nigga, 50 miles from Montgomery, Alabama, you talking about going to a man's backyard that they don't even want to acknowledge it.
Man, I ain't going to be ready by the 23rd. Motherfucker, I'll be ready by the 2nd, but I ain't going to be ready by the 23rd. Mike, fuck you.
That dumbass posted 3 days. He posted 3 days of shit on the grudge board. And then he won't even take a phone call.
That motherfucker scared of that G-Bus. Yeah. Hold on, Mike. You know, I bet with Butt next to wherever he want to go run the real tree at, I'm going to bet with him.
That wasn't DJ saying last night.
Yeah, that's what DJ was saying last night, Mike. That's what DJ was saying last night.
I'm not for the fight, but I'm saying we're engaging in the wrong manner.
Like you said, you're a grown man. You're going to respect me. You're in my house, you're going to fucking respect me. If I come to your house, I got to play by your rules. Guess what? This is DJ Granton, but nigga show. This is our motherfucking rules. I'm a man first. Sit your ass down and wait your motherfucking...
Hey, no motherfucking man, you pretty punk-bitch-ass motherfucker.
I hold a neutral position. Don't you know where you are?
You can hold a neutral position, uh-huh. But... speak the truth. I mean, if you agree, all I want is right is right, and wrong is wrong.
That's all.
That's the problem. Nigga, you know that. Amen.
I just
want to say I'm smart, but
I don't feel I was wrong in anything I just did or said.
Well, we'll be holding a neutral position. The reason I hold a neutral position because of my age factor. I've been here long enough, man. I know the difference between right and wrong, and I know what I'm going somewhere, and I know what I'm going somewhere. How many other folks spend $15,000 to $16,000 a year just to ride up and down the highway to go to a drag race, not engaging? It ain't no fun, man. You know, when you come down there,
Yeah, what the fuck y'all been doing?
I want to have some fun. Well, that's what I do. That's what I do, dog.
I do that because I'm supporting. I want to see people at each other. I don't want to see that. I'm coming to enjoy myself. I love drag racing, man.
Because that's what it takes to
make. Man, we can listen to that fellowship shit all night. Fuck that shit, man. Evidently, they seen the bold. I got me an inside man to open up, but they got a man that as soon as he open, they close right back up. Because one of them ain't cut me off. See, they ain't smart enough just to cut me the fuck on off. They can just hitch my ass off if they wanted to, but they ain't that smart.
That's Bud Necker watching the board.
I gotta ask this question. Why the hell that goddamn little bit of DJ Grant got so bad all of a sudden? He's talking most.
I don't know, man. You notice that too, man?
Somebody really swear this goddamn kiss up, boy. I tell you.
I hate to say it, though. I don't want nothing to happen to him, but me and BT gonna steal that motherfucker.
Man, they're like, you don't walk in a motherfucker's house and they got a little bit of that dog, and that motherfucker be barking like hell, and then you stomp your feet, that's something to take off running up on the sofa.
Like a motherfucker, yeah, like he is. Yeah, you notice all of a sudden he just ain't got a bat. But you know what, though? Buck naked a pussy because he let him do it because he know he don't have to race then.
Yeah.
He hide behind him because he know he don't have to race now. But that's fucked up, that on there. Mike, that's fucked up there. I hope all y'all on this show heard that dumb shit. We were trying to get a race locked in, and them bitches. Somebody need to put some pressure on Jay Bond them now. Now they finna make me start raising a war against Grudge Inc. now. They finna make me start raising a
All right, somebody got to light the board up. Yeah, they got to let that shit be known. But I don't think Jay know that shit that's going on tonight. I ain't going to put that on.
Down on their motherfucking ass, I'm going tomorrow.
I'm finna call goddamn Jay Bond right now. I'm going to see what this puts. How the hell you have a goddamn show with DJ Grant now? He need to fire his mother. BT, get on your fucking job. You need to get another bitch fired.
Oh, shit.
Get on your motherfucking job. You didn't force a motherfucker. Get on your job, bitch.
Hey, Wick probably can get on. They'll probably let Wick on the show.
But they don't want to do that. DJ Grant, you see how he try to be a man on the show now? I didn't dog him on the show. All I did is just say let somebody else talk. I didn't dog him. I let him talk as long as he wanted to talk. And he go over there now here. That just lets you know the motherfuckers at home pussies, boy. Anytime you see a motherfucker on these shows that try to be a man on these shows, they faggots at home.
Softer than drugs, though, cut.
Damn, that's some soft shit, isn't it?
Hammer.
Boy,
Hammer.
Why they playing all that motherfucking music, man?
That's DJ.
That's Butt Naked, man.
They get Butt Naked doing that shit. They dancing with each other.
And that man don't want to race,
man. They know the lock-in.
Anything
they know the lock-in is
race,
ready
man.
To come.
Anything
they know the lock-in is
lock
ready
up.
To come.
So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my. And I don't believe this shit now. We try to get a damn race locked in on a race show, and these motherfuckers over there playing music want to play tough. This is our show. We can do it. Man, we know it's y'all motherfucking show, you pussy. And I see that motherfucker, I'm going to hit him in his motherfucking mouth. My goddamn self.
Good.
All I want y'all to do is break. I'm going to be like I was when I was in school when I couldn't fight. When I was in school, I couldn't fight neither, but once I got out of school, I was tough. All I want y'all to do, I'm going to knock the fuck out of them. Y'all just break the fight out real quick so they don't get a chance to get me.
Who the people on Grudge Race are free? 408, there's another one. A small block, somebody. I want to see y'all tell the goddamn truth on this shit.
That's fucked up right now. Somebody ought to be calling Jay Bones. Mm-hmm. Everybody now ought to be calling Jay Bones on that weak shit they just did, that weak-ass shit there. Now they gonna start making me act a stupid now. When I usually didn't do shit now. Every time them motherfuckers come on my show now, I'm gonna cut them motherfuckers off and bar their number if I can. Make me have a goddamn show every week on them bitches. You know how I pull a special show on a bitch ass.
And I told y'all gonna have y'all goddamn banquet. And all the other
people
let it go.
So dog, what you think? What you think? I ought to book a show and get Jay Bond on?
Tell you what, BT, whatever it is, we got the addresses and we want to hear what Jay Bond's got to fucking say. Yeah, I just called him. He ain't answering his phone. I was gonna call him.
What y'all need to do is book a show. Let's say what, tomorrow, today, whatever day y'all do it, y'all going to have to label it Paper Champion and then whatever day it is. Paper Champion Wednesday.
No, see, now if I start dogging out Grudge Inc., they're going to say I'm wrong, though. But that's a Grudge Inc. run show that they barring motherfuckers from putting goddamn races out. Little Carter, they was just helping to get on your ass the other night, then you kind of you start being nice to their ass.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on a minute.
Hello, can
who
I speak to DJ
have,
Grant?
Who
hey, DJ Grant, they should have muted you. Hey, DJ Grant, sir.
I want to hear that bullshit. What? Just say what you're
going
to say.
Hey, I'm trying to be nice, you pussy punk-ass motherfucking faggot whore-ass motherfucker.
I'm sure
let me
speak to
Buck Naked then. Let me speak to Buck Naked. Fuck you, you bitch-ass motherfucker. You a new boy.
Fuck me.
Get your fat ass out of the way.
Yeah, I'm a new boy.
Get yourself. Shut the fuck up.
Faggot, bitch. You shut the fuck up. You'll get
your mama's a faggot, bitch, your whole ass. That's your maggot-ass mammy. Your funky-ass mama, hoe.
You got
Listen,
man. Listen, dog. The man said he got mad at you talking about his mama. He hung you up. That's what he's talking about on the show now. My mama ain't got a goddamn thing to do with this. She don't even race.
Hey, when I talk about a bitch mama that don't talk with me, I mean, I'm ready to fight.
Say y'all show now. Say y'all show now.
Hey,
they cut the line off. Yeah, they cut the line off.
Hey,
so you want me to book a show?
No, you ain't got to book no. No, what I'm saying is, BT, we need to book a show. They let Jay Barnes them know, let him answer to why they got a grudge show and won't let bitches come on there to lock a grudge match in. That's what they need to do.
But no, we don't need to do it. We don't need to wait till tomorrow when the shit die down. We need to get that shit on the night while it's goddamn lit up.
We need to do it if Jay Barnes won't answer the phone.
Jay
Barnes won't answer the phone?
You been calling?
Yeah, I've been calling him ever since you told Post Office Joe to get him on. Y'all call him Joe Bone. He ain't answering the phone. He probably didn't turn his phone off. He probably didn't turn his phone off. It's ringing now. Hold on. Y'all talk, man. I'm calling Jay Barnes now.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Hey, D.
He just sent me a text that he can't talk right now.
Imagine that.
He on the damn show. That's why he can't damn talk.
Hey, D.
Yeah.
I want to lock up some money on me and DJ fighting, man. What's up?
Yeah, I got your back, man. I love to see it, man. That weak bitch ain't going to go.
I'll let that bitch go first, too.
Thank you.
Boy, I tell you.
I got a blog talk number. I'm finna call in and cut their whole fucking show off. Watch them about 5 minutes,
uh-oh,
they show be off. I'm going to cut that whole show off.
Hey, dog.
I'm
going to
cut that whole fucking show off.
Hey, dog, give me like 10 minutes. Give me like 10 minutes, and I want to go in there.
I'm
going to
cut that bitch off in less than five.
No, listen, I'm going to go up there. I want to be the witness now. I'm about to go online and listen, and I want to hear
you
cut it off.
I'm
going to
tell you, in about 5 minutes, I'm going to cut that bitch off in less than 5 minutes. If that bitch on in 5 minutes, I'm going to give every one of y'all out there $20. I'm finna cut this bitch slap the fuck off. I told him, don't fuck with me. I'm the godfather, bitch. I got goddamn it connections. I know how to call into the block. I got a number I can call, and I can cut everybody's show off. I'm finna cut them bitches off in a few minutes. In less than 2 minutes, they'll be off. Now somebody come back and let me know when that motherfucker off.
I'm about to go online and listen online, and I'll let y'all know.
You better hurry up by the time you log on, bitch. They'll be off.
Damn, that's fucked up.
motherfucker about fucking with me. 301-4687, go ahead.
What's going on with it, dog? I'm trying to figure out what the fuck going on over there. This your dog, dog.
I know what it is. I heard your faggot ass early on the show this when it was on your ass. I heard him on your ass.
No, I wasn't on it. That was yesterday. I was just that dumb ass shit they were talking about yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, they even got Mr. DeJoy on the show over there yesterday now.
Come on, man.
I want y'all to do is tell them if they want to goddamn come on a real show, I get BET to book a nud for the night.
Hey,
and they can,
hey, man, that's when they show started, 22 hours.
Hey, BET, if you can book a show, I'm going to go on Grudge Race and tell everybody we got a show coming on.
I'm booking it. It'll be on in 15 minutes.
BT, we need to get it on when the show go off, right? My show go off at 10 o'clock, but I cut them bitches off while they tell me, somebody text DJ Grant and tell him don't quit the God, father. This is the funniest shit that I've heard in a long ass time. Man, I love this shit.
Hey, what time y'all with me posting?
8:30.
Okay, so that's
okay.
Now that I'm in, you can book
right
now, BET. Yeah, I got it up now.
Okay,
all right. What time you gonna have your show? 9:30, our time. 8:30, your time.
Yeah.
All right, now y'all, I want all y'all. I want somebody to call Buck Nick and DJ Grant. Get on that show so we can cuss them bitches out where they can't hang nobody up. I told them bitches not to fuck with the Godfather. Hey, Lil' Carl, I told them bitches up before he log on. I hang them bitches up.
Now, with this special show, when is this going to be and on whose line is this going to be? BET.
Y'all be quiet, all. BET number is 347-857-3373. 347-857-3373.
Hey, dog.
You fucking me up because you're taking my callers, motherfucker.
Hey, Willie Dog. Willie Dog. Come here, baby, Willie Dog.
What's up, y'all? Yeah.
Hey, you got to send me that number to my phone or call me when the show come on, man.
Hey, I'm telling you now, you better write it down. I can't text it to you, Shop Dog, because you know you got about four fucking different numbers, motherfucker.
Hold on, let me get my bad man over there. 7733-7490, go ahead. You a bad man, dog. I was acting for the number, but you just gave it out.
Please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller. Otherwise,
you
are hold, and you will be able to meet
you again. Shout dog, I'm going to send it to you.
I got you posted, BET. I got you posted.
Okay. All right. Dog, you a bad man.
I try to tell him I'm
the motherfucker, man.
Try to tell him people don't fuck with me.
If they didn't know, dog, now they know.
The fucking know. Hey, Shaw Dog, I just catch your BET number, Shaw Dog.
Thank you. I got it, Willie, dog. I got it. I appreciate it. I'm gonna call in once
there's 8-4 get off.
There's 8-4-7.
Alright, hey, look here. I'm gonna go shut mine down now. I'm gonna go shut mine down and
call in the BET. Hey, dog, hey, we got 15
minutes before we call them up, okay?
Dog,
I know one thing. They better leave the goddamn Godfather alone.
They
won't
right.
Try that, though, bro.
They didn't make it to the night. They won't try that, though, bro.
Alright, I catch y'all on the other show. I'm getting off of this one, dog.
I'm ready. Alright, hey, look here. I'm going to the show, y'all.